It goes for the save, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Dittweiler of Ancilla, and the clock stops at 5:51. So it'll be an inbound left of the basket here for the Lady Cougars. Hill looking, still looking, and popping out on the far side is Franks. She darts in. Maxwell stopped her. She kicked it out to James, who drives in the lane for the shot. Rolls in. So Sierra James, the freshman guard, knocks it in for Kalamazoo Valley, who now leads it 23-15. Ancilla will run the offense. Here's Khadijah Moore driving into the lane. Off-balance shot. Can't get the roll, but will draw the foul.
Kind of almost feel like the last couple times down the floor, she may be trying to do a little bit too much, Tony. But that time she took the ball strong in, wasn't able to get the layup to go, but will get to shoot two free throws.
You can almost understand it, though, because right now offense is coming at a premium. The Lady Cougars' defense has been pretty tight here lately, and as the free throw is up, and that is good. Stolte checks back in for Ancilla, as well as Coleman, as Miller and Dittweiler will grab a seat. Adesia's second free throw, in and out, and the rebound battled for. But I'll tell you what, Michaela DeKiller has just been a monster so far on the boards for Kalamazoo Valley. Hill forced a bad pass. It got stolen away. Maxwell leads Khadijah, who breaks the pack, goes in for the left side layup, score. Big bucket for Ancilla there, and the transition steal, 23-18, they trail. Hill back with it, though, for Kalamazoo Valley to start the offense. Controlling is DeKielder. And then a bad pass gets deflected by Stolte using those long arms. Stolte, who's 5'10", got in the passing lane and tipped it away. It went out of bounds, so a throw-in coming up here for the Lady Cougars. James will wait for a teammate, and that's Hill on the far wing side. Hill will get it back to the top of the key. Handled by James as she gets to the lane. Pull-up jumper on a fadeaway. Bingo. Right just inside the free throw line, and that was a pretty shot there by Sierra. 25-18 Kalamazoo Valley. Shepherd with it now for Ancilla. Near the back volleyball line. Gets it over to the near side. Coleman now to Khadijah. One-on-one with Hill. Spins off of her. The left shot. Left-handed bank. Shot no good. Rebound Maxwell. She missed it. It was too hard off the glass. Rebound taken by the Lady Cougars. Hill goes from one end to the other for the layup and ran into two defenders. And the foul is going to get called on Ancilla here. They're going to say that foul will go on Shepherd. And the scoreboard reads Shepherd's first foul. Hill, in the meantime, will go back to the free throw line. Hill averaging 11 points a game for this Kalamazoo squad. Will knock down the first one. And makes it 26-18 Kalamazoo. She has logged an awful lot of minutes this season. As a matter of fact, most on the team. Came in with 161 minutes played. And she'll knock down her second free throw, making the score 27-18 in favor of Kalamazoo Valley. So Ancilla will have the basketball trailing, 27-18. Shepherd will bring it across the timeline. Miranda looking, finds Stolte. Stolte looking for a cutter. Peters can't get open, and Stolte threw it anyhow. It was saved by Shepherd. Ancilla gets another life. Great effort by Shepherd, but not quitting. Maxwell now will run the offense at the top of the key. Looking, finding Shepherd on the right side. Pull up from 17, way short. And the easy rebound for Chloe Salmon. And here come the Lady Cougars. Hill will bring it across the timeline to the right wing side. Taking on the three, Franks goes in for the right side for the layup. Got blocked. It's still loose and grabbed by Peters. Peters pushes it up for Ancilla. Looking up court, no one's getting open until now. Stolte catches off bounce and then threw a wild pass, only to have it stolen by Kalamazoo Valley. Now a breakaway opportunity here. And Kilder missed it. Rebound Hill. Had it slapped away. Coleman gets the steal. Ancilla now will try to push the ball. Coleman says, I'm just going to wait everybody to get back. So Ancilla now will set it up with 3:16 and counting to go in the first half. Trailing 27-18. Got to get a bucket out of this possession. They worked awful hard for it. Peters wants the three from the wing. Too hard, and the rebound taken by DeKielder. Brought up by Kalamazoo Valley. Worked over to James. James looks to push it back out top of the key to Hill.
Hill. Guys are being missed.
And DeKilder, though, finally takes advantage of an easy bucket underneath, and it's 29-18 Kalamazoo Valley. So the visitors stay on top on the scoreboard, and now Ancilla, who's trails, has the possession. Coleman wants a long three. Oh, and she just drained it. So that ball just rainbowed down.
Now, did you say that was her first points of the year right there?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. So it's 29-21, and Ancilla gets a big three at the timeout mark. 2:25 left to go in the second, back after this 30-second timeout.
Some American classics don't need an update, like the 65 Pontiac GTO or a little black dress. But others do, like that friend we've all had who's had the same hairstyle since high school. At the Plymouth Ponderosa Steakhouse, we love American classics with a modern twist, like our all-new roasted mushroom sirloin and chicken, available for a limited time. Choose from our tender, juicy steak or chicken, topped with our savory roasted mushrooms and served with a crispy potato cake and fresh garden salad. You never had meat and potatoes like this before. You're going to love it. Get yours now at the Plymouth Ponderosa.
Well, I'm with Robin back at our studios, Ancilla College studios. We've got Scott Masters, and I'm Tony Ross. We're courtside here at Charger Arena at Fitness Forum Lifeplex in Plymouth. 29-21, Ancilla trails to Kalamazoo Valley. Best, one of the best teams in the conference, at least in the Western Conference. And there's a three launched up, no good. The rebound loose, taken back by the Lady Cougars. James has it at the top of the key, off to the left wing side. There's a lead down low, turning, firing, and hitting the short bunny was Alexis Blake. So it's now back to a 10-point lead for the visitors.
Oh,
and there's a three fired from the wing, and Ancilla now has cut it within seven.
Well, Ashley Quazier just caught that one and fired it up, Tony.
So Ancilla gets a big three to answer back. And now on the left elbow, a jumper fired up by Ryan. No good. So Kalamazoo getting cold here all of a sudden. And here's a lead to Shepherd, and she bounced it off the foot of Salmon. And it'll stay Ancilla ball. Khadija Moore is going to check back into the game here. And who's going to come out of the game? And Shepherd will be the one coming off.
I was confused.
I was too. There's six players on the corner. So Ashley Quazier out of King High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will inbound for Ancilla. She gets the return pass, kicked it out. Salmon, who wants another three, off the back of the rim, no good. A rebound comes to Ryan. Kaylee will go from one end to the other, go for the layup and score. She just beat everybody down the court. And Kalamazoo Valley gets two back. 33-24, they lead. Coleman to the cutter. Khadija right at the free throw line. Goes up strong from the left side and scores. So it's 33-26. A big bucket there by Khadija. Kalamazoo Valley will have possession. Hill. Now to Salmon at the right elbow. Will dump it off to James from the free throw line. Her jumper's up and she missed it left. Rebound Moore. And here's Ancilla to cut into that deficit yet again. Trailing 33-26 on this possession. Spin move in the lane. Bank shot, no good. And the rebound taken by the Lady Cougars. Hill from one end to the other goes for the kick pass. And we got an offensive foul called on Hill as Detweiler got knocked down while Hill bowled her over after her pass.
Yeah, the pass that left her hand, Tony, but you're right. Detweiler stood there and just waited for the contact, took it. They're going to call the offensive foul.
So the clock stops at 19 seconds. And Alexis Miller will come in for Coleman here.
There's no shot clock
no
here,
shot
Tony,
clock,
so it's
yeah.
going to be a one-shot situation, looks like.
So Peters will have the basketball. And she'll bring it across the timeline at the 14-second mark. Now stepping up Quasar, but it'll be Peters dribbling to the right side, seven. Peters got it into Khadija, 5, Khadija, 4, Khadija, 3. Khadija steps outside for 3, in and out at the horn. So we have completed one half of basketball in our girls-boys doubleheader tonight on Max 98.3 Sports. And your score reads Kalamazoo Valley 33 and Ancilla 26. An exciting first half. When we come back, it'll be second half action. But now let's get ready for our Oliver Ford halftime show. brought to you by good friends at Oliver Ford Lincoln, celebrating 60 years of serving you, Marshall County, and here's to 60 more. Back after this timeout.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth is the area's leading flooring specialist, serving all of Kosciuszko, LaPorte, Marshall, Stark, and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential clients. Their ability to do commercial work has always been a major factor in their success. For custom tile design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more, call Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth at 574-540-2184.
It's cold outside, and what better way to warm up than Think Summer with Culver Portside Marina. Right now, get incredible deals on pontoons. Ask about the Hurricane. It's the premier family boat. For those who share a passion for fishing, Polarcraft is the choice that'll give you a smooth ride and high-class details. It may be cold outside, but things are getting warmed up at Culver Portside Marina, located at 514 West Mill Street. Proud to support area high school sports. Stop in or call them at 842-5000.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth. At our place, we call those backlot buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we've picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping our hat to you since 1955.
From the CenturyLink Sports Center, welcome to the Oliver Ford Lincoln Halftime Show on Max 98.3. Here's Scott Masters.
Welcome back to the Halftime Show, brought to you by good friends at Oliver Ford and Lincoln. Tony Ross, great to be here, and it's also a pleasure to welcome in our special guest for our halftime show, Jessica Hooch. She is the new tennis girls tennis coach.
And men's.
And men's. Yeah. For the Lady Chargers this year, well, this coming year, I should say, in the fall. Congratulations!
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited that this is a new venture, one of the new sports that are going to be coming into the fall for Ancilla, and there's a big buzz about that, and quite frankly, a big buzz throughout the state of Indiana, and quite frankly, throughout the Midwest, because Ancilla's doing some incredible moves that are quite frankly unprecedented. When it comes especially to junior colleges and bringing in men's and women's tennis, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. Give us a little bit of background about you.
Well, I've been a private instructor for several years, so my specialization has been coaching. You know, I've done some high school level, not the college level before, but my private experience has gone for about 7 years or so. So, I take the student who wants to improve, and has plateaued for whatever reason, great athlete, you know, just can't quite figure it out. And I take that athlete and move him to the next level.
Now, what high school have you had the opportunity to assist in?
The Culver Academies, the women's team.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I myself am a fellow alum of the academy. So.
Well, congratulations.
Yep.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great program, by the
yes.
way, year in and year out.
Yes.
You probably hold some records, don't you?
Well,
you being as successful as you are over there. You know, the one thing that I find very interesting, and boy, I tell you, you do get some great, that's some great tennis background down at the academy that you're bringing to these kids. Getting a program started, I'm sure it's not easy, but I would imagine being the fact that you've been at the academy, you've seen how the academy goes out and finds their kids to come to their particular school, you got a little bit of a familiarity on how to go out and recruit as well for kids.
Yes, and I will say that also I've got an intense background in social media, and that's how I've gone about it. This generation is all about social media. I'm on about three different recruiting websites, and that's really where I get a lot of my recruits
wow.
trying to come to Ancilla. And, you know, that's really been, I think, an advantage for me. So.
Talk a little bit about the recruiting aspect of it. I know Gene has done such a wonderful job in building the programs lately, well, over the past several years, quite frankly, making the right fit with the college itself. So I know automatically you fall under that category. So tell me what you look for in a student athlete that is going to be successful here at Ancilla.
Well, at Ancilla, you know, I will say, you know, it's It's a small place. We have about 11 to 1 student-teacher ratio. So we want that student who needs that personalization or just, you know, thrives on that personalization. So I'm going to look for someone who not only is athletically wanting to improve, but maybe academically wanting to improve because they don't just want to be a number. You know, this is a place where you can come in and teachers are going to know your name. You're going to say hi down the hallway. You're going to know your coaches, your athletic director. Everyone is going to be a very tight connection.
Well, and boy, you definitely hit it right on the head. It is a tight connection. And having the ability to use social media to do that, I mean, what are some of the selling points as well? You talked about the relationships from teacher to that residence hall being used as a selling point for you guys as coaches.
Well, personally, I like selling the residence hall, and we actually have our second residence hall that will be up in August. So these new students that come in for 2016 will have two residence halls, as well as our new dining hall. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. But, you know, that's a selling point for me. My facilities, we're here at LifeFlex. That's a great, you get a full membership if you're a student athlete to that. And as well as we're in the plans of our tennis courts would be the academy. So that's not fine. And again, another great facility.
My gosh, I got a tour of that firsthand, and it's better than some of the colleges.
It really is. Yes.
And you guys have been able to work out a great relationship with them, and I am so glad you've been able to do that. I did not know that part.
And that's, like I said, that's something that's not finalized yet. That's still in the works, but hopefully that's on the horizon.
Well, I think it will be because both parties have been known to work well with each other in the past. That being stated, Jessica, you know, you're not just taking care of one program, you got two, men's and women's.
Correct.
So that means you are basically beating the streets on a daily basis. Are you ever home or ready yet? Maybe I should ask you the question. Are you sleeping at all?
Well, I love coffee.
I would imagine. I would imagine coaches have a particular kind of person who they're looking for. So for our potential parents who are listening right now, even over the internet, and even for kids who are tuning into this basketball broadcast, what do you want to tell our listeners about why the tennis program here at Ancilla College is going to be the right fit for them?
Well, what I've seen just so far, I'm new to the college, but what I've seen so far is that of course parents. Money is there. It's a concern, and with colleges on the rise, you know. But we are so competitive with that. We are the least expensive private college in the state of Indiana and surrounding states, to an extent. And that's something that the parents need to go on. But also on the athletic standpoint, the students. I'm here for you. You know, like I said, I'm the men's and women's coach. I breathe and live tennis. And I'm going to take that student, and we're going to move to...
Do you need to fill a roster?
I'm looking at 10 men and 10 women. I would...
Well, that's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot, young lady. Boy, I was waiting for you to say, maybe 6-7 max, but wow, 10.
Well, I will say, in order for us to compete, we'll need 6 and 6. Just so that everyone knows, you play doubles, and then you turn around and you play a singles match. So it's a grueling day. A match is a long day. But, we need 6, but I'm looking for 10.
So if you're a student athlete and you love the sport of tennis, you are going to want to get a chance to get a hold of Jessica here. So how do people get a hold of you?
I think the best way to get a hold of me, I have a website at ancillatennis.com.
Oh, okay.
And there's a contact form right there. It goes directly to me, and I should get back to you real shortly.
Great. Scholarships available?
There are scholarships available, yes, on both men and women.
That is outstanding. Well, I'm excited for you. I think you're going to be coming right in at the right time with how things are working with Ancilla. 9 new sports programs are coming in, and you two are a part of that. I just think it's just a blessing that's taking place right now with Ancilla College, and how it's happening is just even more remarkable in this little college that's out in Donelson, Indiana. just kind of tucked away as a hidden gem. So I'm excited for you, Jessica. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, just try to figure out a way to keep Gene in line. I don't know how you're going to do it. That guy's one big ball of energy every single day.
Well, you know what I'll say about Gene? He knows how to keep a smile on his face.
He sure does, doesn't he? Well, congratulations and best of luck. And we look forward to talking with you again here down the road.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Jessica Hooch joining us. She is the women's and men's new tennis coach in the fall. And again, if you want more information, contact her and or give Vansula a call at 936-8898 and ask for the extension. And I'm sure that'll be another great avenue for you to get a hold of Coach Hooch. When we come back, we'll take a look at numbers of the first half and talk a little bit more about keys to a second half of this girls' matchup. 33-26, Kalamazoo Valley has the lead. We're back.
Hey, sports fans, when you're in Culver and hungry, stop by Papa's, the area's most trusted eatery since 1976. Papa's is well known for its great Italian and American fare, the pizza that put Culver on the map, steaks, seafood, barbecue ribs, and slow-roasted prime rib on Friday and Saturday nights. Open every day at 4 and for lunch at 11 on Saturday and Sunday, Papa's in Culver, overlooking beautiful Lake Maxinkuckee. Family-owned since 1976.
It's every parent's wish for their child to be safe when they finally go off to college. You want to make sure they have the best environment to live in. Ancilla College in Donelson, Indiana agrees. Recently, Ancilla student-athletes have been the recipient of one major residence hall built, with another currently under construction. And with the brand new beautiful dining hall and the Student Life Center, Ancilla College has made it their mission to provide its student-athletes the best living environment possible. To find out more about Ancilla Athletics, call 8898 or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information. Charger Sports. Be part of something big.
Here at halftime, 33-26, as Ancilla trails Kalamazoo Valley. Here's the Scotteroo with some numbers.
All right, let's go ahead and look at some individual numbers. Leading the way in scoring for KVCC, Chloe Solomon has 8. She is followed by Michaela DeKilder with 6. You've got 4 points for Hill, 4 points for Ryan, 4 points for Sierra James, 4 points for Alexis Blake, 2 points for Audrey Oswald, and 1 for Maddie Franks. So that was a pretty well-distributed scoring outlook there for KVCC, leading the way in rebounds. This is going to be a big factor. Michaela DeKilder has 10 rebounds, 5 offensive, 5 defensive. They have 32 for the game, does KVCC. In fact, it's 16 offense and 16 defense. In the first half, they shot 13 of 41 for 31%, 2 of 9 from 3 for 22%, 5 of 8 from the free throw line for 62%. Total points now individually for Ancilla, 9 for Khadijah Moore, followed by 4 for Bianca Maxwell, 3 for LaFabian Coleman, 3 for Michelle Detweiler, 3 for Ashley Quazer, 2 for Alexis Miller, and 2 for Hannah Stolte. Rebounding-wise, they have 7 offensive, 13 defensive, so they are being out-rebounded by 12 so far this game. In the first half, they shot 30% from the field, 10 of 33, 3-point range, 3 of 11, that's 27%. However, they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 75%, Tony.
So those are a look at your numbers. 33-26 is your score as Kalamazoo Valley has the lead. All right, keys to a second half.
Well, if you heard the rebounding discrepancy, we talked about it in the pregame. Rebounding had to be very, very important, and there was a big discrepancy there, Tony, and it was 32 to KVCC had that lead. That gave them many more second-chance opportunities. So number one key for me is going to be Ancilla's got to get on the boards better.
Well, we talked about it in the pregame show.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. You've got to win that battle if you are going to give yourself an opportunity to be. Well, he does with Kalamazoo Crash.
And
they're very aggressive and successful at doing it.
Well, no, if you notice, but it was quiet the way they kept, seemed like it all came ambushing at once. It's just every time you turn around, they got a couple more points, and a couple more points, and a couple more points, and then you look.
All right. We are ready to get the second half started here. As the officials look at each other and not quite sure why we got a delay, but we'll just go ahead and...
We're trying to make sure that the reservation for the restaurant's good.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. All right, Ancilla will go left to right on their offensive opportunity, and Khadijah Moore right off the bat tries to go in for a layup and couldn't get it to roll. The battle for it on the ground between Maxwell and James, and a jump ball gets called, and it'll go to Kalamazoo Valley.
Well, initially that was Maxwell and Moore that were battling for the ball, and then the KVCC players got involved.
So it'll be Lady Cougar basketball, and it's handled by Hill. Hill gives it now to the Kilder. The Kilder will hand it off. Ryan will get it to the top to Hill. Back to James on the right angle high. Zone shown here by Ancilla. Now to Ryan. Pass fake to the post up Franks. Backing up on her girl, Khadijah Moore shows her soccer skills by kicking a pass just wide of the goal and out of bounds. So we'll have an inbound coming up.
They'll reload 15 out of the shot clock. It was at 6, but they'll reload 15.
Here we go with the inbound play. Khadijah Moore sneaking up and knocking the inbound pass out of bounds. So Ryan will once again try to inbound in front of her Lady Cougar bench steps. Still looking, and this time open is Hill. Whistle sounds. Offensive foul on James. So James with an illegal screen at the 9:22 mark of the third quarter will give Ancilla a chance to cut into this 33-26 deficit here. And handling the basketball, gives it to Khadijah. Turns, fires a baby hook. Air ball, rebound Peters, who saved it. And saved by Khadijah. Now she's trapped. Able to find Miller. Miller attacks the middle. Kicks to the wing. Detweiler for three. Got it! Detweiler hits the three from the far side. And it's 33-29, a big hit for Ancilla. There's a steal by Khadijah Moore at the top of the key. He's got one girl to beat. That's Hill. Rolls right around and laid it in. Khadijah Moore makes it now 33-31. Ancilla trails now by two. Well, that's a quick four right there by her. Here's Hill on the counter. Out to Hill. Goes in for the jumper. No good. Rebound battled for. Taken by Maxwell. She got knocked out of bounds, but no foul called. So the clock stops at 8:23 of the third quarter. Inbounding for the Lady Cougars will be Hill. So the Kilder draws the foul, and Khadijah Moore gets called for the no-no.
Slid over to help with the backside D, but left her feet, and once you leave your feet, you can almost guarantee that foul call's coming.
So here's the free throw by the Kilder, and that will go in. By the Kilder, Michaela, the sophomore forward out of Goebbels, Michigan, had herself a pretty good first half. Ended up with 6 points, but she had 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
So knock that free throw down, and it's back up to a four-point lead for the visiting Lady Cougars, 35-31. Here's a dump down low to Maxwell. Baby hook from the middle. Got it! Left-handed hook drops it. And so down by two again. At the top of the key. Looking for a high screen. Gets away from Peters. Left elbow jumper. Bingo. Sierra James knocks that down for Kalamazoo Valley. 37-33. Well, to Maxwell again. Turning on her girl. Goes in and gets a double team. Dumped it to the wing. But Peters was not in position. As Maxwell looked like she did a little too much right there.
Sometimes you need to just kind of slow down just a little bit, especially this early in the second half. Just slow down a little bit, and you'll find that pass there a little bit better if you just take your time.
A help side for a left side layup. Boy, that was a nice play by Leanne Bryan. Very easy. And that was a difficult shot. 39-33, Kalamazoo Valley. Here's a lead to the post up. Maxwell spins to her right. Right-handed hook, no good. That goes out of bounds. Last touch by Khadijah Moore. Out of bounds. So the clock stops at 7:08, and the Lady Cougars will now get it in. The clock rewinds it down to 7 minutes left to go in this third quarter. 39-33. Here's James from the free throw line, and on the play was Peters and Detweiler for Ancilla. So nice play there. Possession arrow will go to Kalamazoo. We'll make that Ancilla.
She left her feet when she didn't need to, Tony, and that, she lost it there.
So it'll be Ancilla Ball. Khadijah Moore spins in the lane. Left hand hook rolls in. Khadijah Moore making some nice shots here. 6:34 and counting to go in the third. 39-35 the lead. Hill dumped it off the hilltop of the key. Gets it over to James. James hands it off. Franks wants a three from the right wing. Air ball and, oh, Maxwell could not handle it. And it goes off of her out of bounds. So Ancilla with a blown possession. We'll give the ball to Kalamazoo Valley and an inbound left to the basket, and now a whistle sounds here. And here from your Michigan days.
Oh, yeah. That's Joe Gunn, as we've been doing radio. I think he's been doing refereeing maybe even a little bit longer. He used to do the conference high school games in the area, and then he slowly graduated to college. Now I think he just simply does college.
Well, he's going to ask Bianca Maxwell, probably come off that off, and that means Tom Robbins is going to, well, it'll come into the person of Hannah Stolte, the 5'10 freshman out of South Central.
So shot clock will stay at 9 since there was no possession change.
Inbound Kalamazoo Valley. Hill looks, tries to find the inside. Got it to Solomon. Shot. And now Ancilla off the miss. This is Peters across the timeline. Sets it up right side Stolte. So get to the right blocks, kick it back out to Peters. 17 seconds. Peters look. So Ancilla with another opportunity. It's only 4, 39-35. Peters to the right side Stolte. Stolte looks left, wants to go left, and now she's going to attack the middle of the lane, but missed her floater. The ball gets deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Stolte. So Stolte did the right thing. She just didn't finish. So the score remains 39-35. Kalamazoo Valley with the ball. James to the near side, trying to work in Ryan. Cut off, stopped in the tracks, but she still managed to pull up from the left block and hit the jumper. So now it's Kalamazoo Valley leading 41-35. Here come bounds. That'll be Lady Cougar ball. Hill will look to inbound right of the basket. A couple of changes for Ancilla as Peters comes out. Shepherd replaces her. Khadijah Moore comes back in. And Detweiler will check out. Inbound right of the basket here for the Lady Cougars. Hill will get it to the top to Ryan. Ryan is going to draw as Shepherd called for the foul at the 4:55 mark of the third. So the clock down to 4:55 left in the third. Here's the inbound play. It'll be taken by Hill. Hill to the right side, going up strong with a power move is Oswalt, and she will score. So now the Lady Cougar lead up 43-35. Shepherd to the near side. Quasar with the ball. Now to Khadijah Moore. Khadijah spins left elbow, floats up the jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected and unable to be saved by Ancilla. Well, scratch that. That one ends up being out of bounds off the Lady Cougars, they say. So the clock stops at 4:29. Ancilla will have the basketball on the inbound play coming. Here's the lob out high, taken by Khadijah. One-on-one against Solomon. Goes in hard for the layup, and she is going to get called for the offensive foul. So Khadijah Moore goes in a little out of control, said the for the third. That'll be Kalamazoo Valley ball. 43-35, your score. Maxwell has got her shirt cleaned up, and she is going to check back in. And Stolte will check back out. Dittweiler is going to come back in for Ancilla, and this will be more check. Some more with that foul. And how many fouls is that on Khadijah now? I'm not quite sure yet.
I'm not sure either.
And I'll find out how many fouls Khadijah has. 3. Okay, she has 3 officially now. So she will have to set for the rest of this third quarter. Ryan has the basketball for Kalamazoo Valley as playback on their way. It will be Oswalt to hand it off. Brookshire, Beckshire tries to go in for the left side of the lane and draws the foul, and that'll be a two-shot foul as LaShawna Beckshire from Orchard View worked really hard taking that left side of that lane, and she drew the contact. So the clock stops at 4. Beckshire will go to the free throw line to shoot some free throws. And the first one in. Beckshire, a 49% free throw shooter coming into tonight's play. That's only her 19th make of the season. Second free throw goes in. So now it's a 10-point lead again for Kalamazoo Valley. And then a bad pass that Beckshire gets in the passing lane and knocks it out of bounds. So it stays Ancilla ball with the inbound right in front of the bench off to our right in the front court. Detweiler will lob it. Shepherd one-on-one with Ryan. Shepherd spins by her, gets into the lane for the layup. Almost got it. It stayed off the rim and out. And then a battle for the ball. Whistle sounds. And a foul on Ryan of Kalamazoo Valley will get called. So Ryan called for the foul at the 3:54 mark of the third quarter. Frazar will look to inbound for Ancilla. Looking, and now we got a whistle away from the ball. And what was the call? 30-second timeout called by Kalamazoo Valley. And so, no, Ancilla calls the timeout. All right, so Ancilla calls the timeout. As Joe said initially, Kalamazoo Valley, and he had me messed up there. So with 45-35 being your score, Kalamazoo Valley leading.
This is your company. Founded in 1995 by Dan and Tara Sharp, Hunter Transit offers a wide variety of services and products ranging from directional boring.
And they need a bucket. Quasar has the basketball. And now work to Coleman for three, and she just knocked down her second of the night from the top of the key. 45-38 now the score. Here's a shot by Beckshire that does not fall. The rebound loose. Ancilla grabs. Coleman comes away with it. Coleman had her pass deflected, and it's regained by Kalamazoo Valley. And getting knocked down on the play was Kaylin Lambert, the sophomore of Kalamazoo Valley, and a foul called on Ancilla. So that foul. Lambert, this is only her eighth to make that ninth free throw attempt of the season. This one is up. That one goes in. So, it's 46-38. As Kalamazoo Valley still with the lead, and now Ancilla ball. Shepherd able to get 5-1. Still looking. We'll go to the left side to Coleman. Fabian pulls the ball out to Detweiler. Not a Maxwell. Shot clock at 14. Detweiler from the top for three. Off to the rim, no good. Rebound battled for it. It's taken by Kalamazoo Valley. 2-on-1 the other way. Beckshire goes through. Offensive foul on Beckshire.
Well, it's like a three-car pileup out there, Tony. You got Maxwell
was
hitting
trailing
the floor.
And she ended up giving Beckshire a little bit of a nudge afterwards. But
Shepherd hit the floor. Beckshire hit the floor.
So, the clock stops at 2:47 on that offensive foul against Kalamazoo Valley. 46, Valley still on top. Hill comes back into the game for the Lady Cougars. Back shot, Ryan will go grab a breather. And so we'll go the length of the court here, going left to right under it. Kilder will Deja. Peters gets by James through the lane for the layup. Oh, and she got the roll! Peters from one into the other. And Ancilla trails by three now at 46-43. James will bring it to the right side. Back to Hill. Top of the key. And Hill one-on-one. Coleman gets picked off the play. Hill through traffic. Maxwell blocked it. Saved by the Kilder, did she? No, she did not. She lost it out of bounds. And that's a turnover by the Lady Cougars. And now a timeout by Kalamazoo Valley. So with this 30-second timeout, we'll take one along with them. The Lady Chargers have climbed back into this again. They now trail 46-43, your score, with a minute 41 to go into third on Max 98.3.
It's the store that gives you more, the Flora Store in downtown Plymouth. See for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business? With an installation, you'll see why the Flora Store and more, the store that gives you more.
A minute 41 left to go here in the third frame. Ancilla Charger basketball is brought to you in part by Coca-Cola Bottling of Plymouth. Buy, drink, smile, comprehensive, and trusted contractors in the state of Indiana. And by the Plymouth Ponderosa Steakhouse, American Traditions Grilled to Perfection. And by the Complete Printer, TCP, the official printing company of Max 98.3, with the new 7 Digital Press, TCP Tech, Bob Norm at TCP. 46-43, Ancilla. Right back into the thick of it, partner.
Again, with probably the things we talked about at the half, they got better on in the first half, so that's what's changed.
Shepherd has the basketball. We'll get it off to Stolte. Stolte to the flasher through Peters. Foul on Maxwell, an offensive pick. It's called against Maxwell of Ancilla, and that'll stop the clock at a minute 28. Well, that's not exactly what you wanted to have happen on that position.
Well, that was exactly what KVCC's coach, Maureen Brown, was talking to the referee about, was the moving pick, and she got the call right there.
To bring it to DeKilder. That's one team off. Solomon off the screen for three. That one rolls out. Rebound to Maxwell. Here comes Ancilla on the counter. This is Maxwell, stopped by James. Maxwell now has to pick to get some help here. She wants to dribble through traffic. She will cut it to the middle, kick to the wing, whistle sounds. And that will go against Sierra James of Kalamazoo Valley. So James called for the no-no to the basket. Peters hit it to Maxwell in between the blocks. Back out to Peters, a three up. No good. Rebound. Battle for Valley comes away with it. Kalamazoo, big board and put back by the Kilder. And the Lady Cougars now lead at 48-43. Shepherd for Ancilla quickly up court. Down underneath to Peters. Her shot banked too hard, and the rebound taken by the Lady Cougars again. James pulls it ahead. Franks with a great catch. Shot fake, put up, score. So that is back-to-back possessions. Valley has been able to get up and in. And just like that, a six-point swing, and it's a 50-43 lead now for Kalamazoo Valley. There's Stolte driving the lane. Forced out his northern product. And this foul happens at the 11-second mark. And Ancilla will go to the free throw line with Stolte to shoot a pair. Stolte came into tonight's play a 68% free throw shooter. And a second one coming. This is up. That is good. So that cuts the deficit back to six. 50-44, 8 seconds left. Look out, they leave Franks open. Now Solomon steps, dumped to the wing. Solomon, here comes her three. It's short. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. Ancilla Charger basketball on Max 98.3 Sports. Back after this timeout.
First Federal Savings Bank offers USDA guaranteed rural housing loans to eligible borrowers on homes in USDA eligible communities. The USDA loan requires no money down, with the loan amount up to 100% of the appraised value of services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at www.firstfederalbanking.com or visit 2113 North Michigan Street in Plymouth. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. A delivery fee will be applicable to the loan. NMLS number 399920. 27, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ancilla Charger basketball on Max 98.3 Sports, brought to you in part by Hunter Transit. From directional boorings to excavations, landscaping to pools, call Dan at Hunter Transit today. We're right on the money. And by the Four Store and More in downtown Plymouth, Marshall County's most trusted flooring business since 1977. Stop in and see Rocky and see what he can do for you. And by Country Auto Center, where everybody gets a great deal. By Papa's and Culver. Relax and enjoy a night out at Papa's, serving Indiana's best pizza since 1976. Oh, 10 minutes of basketball here at Charger Arena. And it's a six-point difference in favor of Kalamazoo Valley, who has the basketball to start this fourth quarter. The new life for long right elbow jumper popped by Solomon. And, boy, she's hit some nice shots tonight. And now it's 52-44 with 9.5 left to go in the fourth. Here's Peters off the screen, cutting through Miller. Down to the one hop play to Dittweiler. Back up top, Shepard. Shepard looking, still looking. Pulls the ball back out. Working against Salmon. Gets to the lane. Back out it comes to Peters. Peters able to drive in for the bank shot, and there's a blocking foul on the Lady Cougars.
Kind of looked a little confused that time on defense, did the Lady Chargers. So finally Peters just decided to put it on the floor, take it in, and try to draw the foul, and she sure did that.
So the foul is at the 9:08 mark of the fourth quarter. Peters will go to the free throw line for some big free throws. She knocks down the first one. Peters, an 80% free throw shooter coming into tonight. She's officially 21-26 now. Second, so back out it comes. Salmon, another three. Off the rim, though. Good. Weak side. Rebound, put back, score for guess who? Dittweiler.
Dittweiler's just been all over this game.
It'll be Shepard. Down low into the paint. Khadijah up strong. She goes, and she draws the foul on the floor. And this will be a two-shot foul coming up for Khadijah. Well, Franks will get called for the foul. That'll be her third. And at the line will be Khadijah. Her free throw is up, and it rolls in. 11 out of the 20 games, she has scored over 20 points in the contest. 18 of 19. Pretty impressive by the softball shooter, and she'll miss this free throw. And the loose ball still on the court, grabbed by the Cougars, pushed up by Ryan, led to Salmon. Salmon walked. Great job by Shepard. She just, to force argue otherwise, she didn't think that was a travel. So with the play stopped at 8.5 minutes, here's Khadijah Moore. Spinning into the travel with the ball. So Khadijah turns over the basket to bring it across the timeline. Hill will go to the right side. Find Salmon. Wants another three. Perfect. That is three big threes tonight for Salmon. And that opens up the lead to 10 again for Kalamazoo Valley. Shepherd's pass deflects to Khadijah through traffic. Bank shot rolls out. Got her own miss. That one rolls in. So Khadijah Moore, not to be denied on her second effort, gets a big bucket back for Ancilla, who trails 57-49. Here comes Hill the other way, and she is fouled on the way up.
That may be on Khadijah, too.
It is.
It is going to be. That'll be four, right?
So Khadijah Moore now with four. That's going to force Tom Robbins.
Show was the chink in the armor for them.
That free throw will finally go down for the Lady Cougars. 58-49. There's a bad pass by Shepard. Not sure what she saw. Ryan goes the other way for the layup, and she draws hurried passes that if Miranda had to do it all over again, she probably would have just stayed with it and waited for something better to do.
Foul here on the defensive end. Tony, that will send one of the KVC Cougars to the line.
The free throw by Ryan is no good. Again, too hard. A lot of free throws have been just that tonight for this Kalamazoo Valley team. They haven't been short. They've just been either left, right, or off the back.
Now watch out for Quasar here. She just came into the game. She can shoot from long range. So she gets a couple opportunities. She's going to launch them for the Chargers.
Miller comes out. Coleman comes in for the Lady Chargers. All right. Ryan gets ready to fire up the next free throw. Out. She'll come out of the game. James will replace her. So with the clock, it stopped at 7:36 and so the ball. Peters will pick it up. And Peters will get across the timeline with it. Now to Maxwell. Maxwell looking. Happens now to Dittweiler. And Peters chased it down. New life for Ancilla. Peters comes at the 7:10 mark of the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point difference, 59-49 in favor of the Lady Cougars. James with the basketball called. And Coleman. And now the possession will go to who? That's the question. Is that considered a jump ball then or what?
I think it's possession arrow.
So we'll see what the possession arrow points to. It'll stay Lady Cougars' ball. So, Salmon. Salmon will go to the right, handled by Hill. He finally missed an outside shot. And to the hands of Alexis Blake, but the jump ball call will stay Ancilla possession. Ancilla trailing by 10 here, 59-49. 1-4. Maxwell with the basketball. One-on-one, dumps it to Coleman. Left side, Detweiler cutting through. Quasar, bad pass, stolen away. Here we go on the counter. And here's the killer for a layup. Missed it. Rebound. She stepped out of bounds and came back. Came back to grab it. And the result, a two for Kalamazoo Valley. 61-49 on that big bucket. Here's Coleman for three. That's too long. Rebound battle for Hill. Leaps in the air. Next it down for the visitors. Long outlet, and then losing the ball on the pass was Blake. Turnover.
She won it. She was giving her players very good encouragement for that play.
Shepherd was on her way to the scorer's bench, and she slipped and fell, the poor girl. Now she's okay. Shepherd will check into the game. Maxwell will come out. Clock stops at 6:04 to go here in the game, 61-49. Ancilla's got it. Shepherd will bring it across the timeline. Off to stole some help, and flashing out is Peters finally. Peters wants to dribble in right side, kicked it for Shepherd, and she couldn't handle the pass. Turnover, Ancilla. Well, there's just been some ball possessions by the Lady Chargers here in this fourth quarter. Two times that have not been solid at all.
Well, to end the third and to begin the fourth, to be honest with you, it's a manageable three-point deficit, heading into the fourth. And they just
Masters, Starger Arena at the Fitness Forum, Liveplex in Plymouth. In the fourth quarter that has 5:20 left, here's James with the baseline jump.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth is the area's leading flooring specialist, serving Old Stark and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential. Commercial work has always been a major factor in design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more. Call Artisan at 574-540-2184.
If you're in need of a big excavating project without it costing you an arm and a leg, Hunter Transit of Plymouth is your company. Founded in 1995 by Dan and Tara Sharp, Hunter Transit ranging from directional boring, landscaping, bulk product delivery, to snow plowing, they have the commercial hauling and excavation experience you're looking for, and they deliver to job sites. Give Hunter Transit a call today for a free estimate. Fully insured and licensed, give them a call at 574-936-9217. There's a reason why Hunter Transit of Plymouth is always right on the money.
It's the store that gives you more, the Floor Store in downtown Plymouth. Owner Rocky Palcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring? With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Floor Store and More in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
Here's the lob down low. Kinesia couldn't grab it, but it comes to Stolte missing the layup. Bad break for Ancilla. They had opportunities, couldn't capitalize. Here's Oswald with a jumper. That one rolls in. She literally threw that from her chest up there as she literally looked like she forced it in. 63-52. An odd-looking shot. Here's Kadesha Moore with the score and a foul. Moore drove from that left baseline and made a difficult play look very easy.
She gets ahead of steam. It's very hard to stop her. Kind of shrug off the contact, hit the layup, and now she's going to try to get a three-point play here.
At the free throw line, we'll have a chance to make. Alexis Miller checks back into the game. Peters checks out. Tyler in for the Lady Chargers. Blackshire, right. another big three-point shot for the Lady Cougars. And now that opens up that lead to 66-54. Solomon has had some big-time shots tonight for the visitors. Khadijah Moore at the right elbow draws a hand check foul, stopping the clock at 3:24 of the fourth quarter. 7% on the season. That free throw will drop in. 11-point deficit with 3:24 left on the clock. This could cut it to 10 if Khadijah can knock it down. She fires and hits.
Myself, Tony, if you can get in there and get a rebound and then just squail yourself up there, you're likely to get a call there. And what Miller did right there was get the board and then instead of pulling out, just said, forget it, I'm going back up with it.
So the clock stops at 2:49 left to go here in the fourth frame, and Miller's got some free throws coming for Ancilla. One here, 60. Apologies, I jumped the gun.
So Miller's going to go back to the free throw line here.
Here's the free throw up, and that is no good. A rebound handled. Apologize for a technical difficulty there. As we were experiencing some internet difficulties, we're going to take a timeout, and we're going to come back. It is 68-57, your score. We'll be back with more Charger basketball after this timeout.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John. They're either trade-ins or vehicles with shortcomings that sound like what you're Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping our hat to you since 1955.
Welcome back here to Charger Arena. We apologize again for that technical difficulty we experienced there.
I probably did my best analysis of the year.
Yeah, you did.
Darn it.
Well, I mean, not much was right now. Kalamazoo Valley is just taking advantages of the play that needed to take a
job of doing what's got them here. They be in KVCC controlling the temps. It doesn't go. Rebound Maxwell.
She'll bring it back out. And now she wants to attack the lane, goes in with the floater, and an offensive foul will be called on Maxwell.
Maxwell tried, again, made on, but got a nice rebound and tried to drive it in and got the charge call.
So, it will be an inbound play coming up here for the Lady Cougars. Trying to bring it across the timeline. Dumps it off, trying to work in on the right side. Hill got too far underneath and couldn't fire it up. And now the loose ball taken by Khadijah. Khadijah Moore for Ancilla, takes the left side, floats it up, and offensive a foul called on Moore. And that will stop the clock at 2:08.
That's number 5, Tony, if I'm not mistaken.
And indeed it is. So Moore fouls out of the game for the Lady Chargers. And so now Tom Robbins is going to have to make some substitutions here. And Tom completed his case only once. The call has been made. And now it's going to be figure out who he's going to replace Khadijah with. As the Lady Chargers have now seen their top scorer foul out of the game. But that is how this game has kind of gone for Ancilla. They've just not been able to catch any breaks. But then again, Kalamazoo Valley's been rather stingy and not allowed too many breaks either.
Yeah, exactly.
So with 2:07 left to go here in the fourth, Lady Cougar basketball.
It looks like they may go, even though we've got a shot clock, they may be doing a little full corner here.
Ryan.
They are.
We'll give it over to James. And James wants to attack the lane, dumped it down low, up strong to Kilder. She scores. Kilder puts it in.
That's how you run the four corner.
Cougars. One up, couldn't bank it. The rebound loose, comes out to Dittweiler, finding Peters, a new life for Ancilla. Now to Coleman. Coleman pulls it out. Ancilla's got to get some points here. Here's Peters with a floater, no good, deflected to Maxwell, and she puts it in. So the bucket good. Call. So with this timeout, 1:08 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 70-59 your score. Let's take a break and come back after this 30-second timeout.
No money down with a loan amount up to 100% of the home. First Federal services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at
Defronting her, Tyler. Now it will be an opportunity here for DeKilder to add to this lead of 11. And she'll miss it. So she'll get another opportunity here. DeKilder, a right-handed shooter, gets ready, offers, and hits. So now it's 71-59. And Scylla will have Peters bring it across the timeline. Under a minute to go in the game. Here's Dittweiler down to Maxwell. Bianca to the cutter. Dittweiler wasn't expecting it, but she saved it from going out of bounds. Now to Stolte underneath. Short arm to layup attempt. And the rebound comes to DeKilder. And now the Lady Cougars push it up the court with 42 seconds left. Kick to the right side, Hill, and they'll pull it. And has it. Left angle at the 31.5 second mark. So, to the line will once again be Kalee Ryan. Kalee, a left-handed shooter, and the southpaw fires and hits. Well, with this victory for Kalamazoo, they've won on the season. They have had a tremendous year. And they will get ready for a matchup at Grand Rapids. A shot up no good by Coleman, and a late foul by Mackley, 3:59 affair. Ancilla will get ready for a February 5th matchup in a couple of days at Grand Rapids before coming home to Kellogg on February 10th. 73-59 your score. James will get ready at the free throw line. And she fires up the free throw, and it stays out. James, a right-handed shooter, picked up her fourth foul with a couple minutes left to go in the game. Ball for Kalamazoo Valley. Popped by Ryan and Lady Cougars, who add their lead to 76-59. Down to 10 seconds. Ancilla ball. Peters over to Coleman, now to Maxwell. Maxwell wants to go in hard for the layup and can't get the roll. Out of time, 76-59. Lady Chargers here in our first of two here tonight on Max 98.3 Sports. And when we come back, we'll have our postgame show brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse. America's the Plymouth Ponderosa. We'll be back with our postgame show right after this. Time out.
LifeFlex Dance Academy. Dance classes being offered are ballroom, including swing, Latin, country, hip-hop, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, and line dance lessons. LDA also offers schools, church, learn to dance one step at a time at LifeFlex Dance Academy. For dance lesson and class registration info, call LDA 52333.
Some American classics don't need an update, like the 65 Pontiac GTO or a little black dress. But others do, like that friend we've all had who's had to say a juicy steak or chicken and served with a crispy potato cake and fresh garden salad. You never had meat and potatoes like this before. You're going to love it. Get yours now at the Plymouth Ponderosa.
Welcome to the Plymouth Ponderosa post-game show. Once again, let's get back to Tony Ross, Scott Masters, and Mark Hayden.
Welcome back here to Charger Arena as the Lady Chargers fall in this one. And still considering the fact they really played well for about 3.5 quarters, Scott.
And they really, really fought back in the way there, though. Towards the end of the third, CC was able to bust off about a 6-0 run right before fourth quarter. And then the fourth quarter was all KVCC.
Gets the win here during the Ponderosa Steakhouse postgame show. Let's get to our Coca-Cola bottleneck play of the game. And Scott, when we talk about plays, we got one that's kind of sticking in your mind.
Tony, I think it was the first 2 3-pointers by Chloe Solomon there in the first quarter, and then there.
And I think five. She hit another big one, three, yeah, from the right corner, and that just kind of deflated the momentum once again. So I agree; those threes were very big key shots by Chloe. And those end up being our Coca-Cola boss of the game right after this timeout.
Cool. You okay with this? And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
What does becoming an Ancilla College student athlete mean? It means academics come first. It means investing into your community through time, talents, and treasures. It means having the state-of-the-art athletic facilities to improve your health and physical wellness. Being an Ancilla Charger means being part of something big. With 9 sports programs coming this fall of 2016, Ancilla College Athletics means we're ready for you. Become part of something big. Call Ancilla Athletics at 936 or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information.
To announce the Ancilla College Player of the Game.
Time now for our Player of the Game honors, brought to you by our good friends at Ancilla College. At Ancilla College, be part of the 10-19.
Trouble, but still was able to put numbers up on the board. So I would, that's who I would nominate, Tony.
Yeah, we'll give it to Khadijah because their numbers are going to end up once again being kind of impressive, considering the fact that it really wasn't impressive. So, you know, again, it's just a scenario where, you know, she just stepped up when she needed to. Now, you know, I tell you, there were some good games played tonight as well. I thought Dittweiler was able to give a few good minutes. And
yep.
Also, Miranda Howard when she was able to. And, you know, that's it. Hey. And then, of course, Peters. I thought Peters did a great job. And let's not forget about Coleman.
She came in and scored her first points of the year tonight. And I think she ended up with 9 contributions from some players off the bench.
Our coverage of the boys' contest coming up in just a little bit. Again, the final score, 76-59, Ancilla girls in game one of two here on Max 98.3 Sports. When we come back, we'll get ready to...
Marshall County has a new shopping website, shopmarshallcountyonline.com, and it can only be found in the Pilot News, your hometown newspaper. See local businesses offer great deals for you to shop locally around Marshall County. Check out their new website with trending paper. They bring you the news you can use. Proud media partners with Max 98.3 FM.
Well, again, your final score here in the girls' contest, it was a 76-59 victory for Kalamazoo Valley. And Scott, final thoughts in this girls' game?
Well, I mean, I thought that Ancilla came out and kind of had a nice game plan and kept it close early. And they kind of got a little bit gapped there before the half, came back very nicely in the third quarter. But then at the end of the third quarter and into the fourth, it just it wasn't going Ancilla's way. And, boy, KVCC was able to get their up-tempo running style offense going. And they do well when they do that. And they just got great performances from some great players tonight.
All right, so that's our final score, 76-59, your final score. Kalamazoo Valley improves now to 4. They're still undefeated in conference play at 10 wins and no losses. They are 11-1 on the road now, while Ancilla falls to 14-9 on the season. They are now 2 games under the 500 mark in 9-3. When we come back, we'll get ready to begin our pregame show for the boys' contest. When we return, this is Ancilla Charger Basketball on Max 98.3 Sports.
LifeFlex Dance Academy. Dance classes being offered are ballroom, including swing, Latin, country, and more. Specialty classes include hip-hop, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, and line dance lessons. LDA also offers private lessons and group lessons for schools, churches, and wedding parties. Dance lessons are for ages 3 to 93. Learn to dance one step at a time at LifeFlex Dance Academy. For dance lesson and class registration info, call LDA 57.
Give Hunter Transit a call today for a free estimate. Insured and licensed, give them a call at 574-936-9217. There's a reason why Hunter Transit of Plymouth is always right on the money.
If you want to showcase your business in a creative and effective way, you need the design expertise of InStitches and Signs. In screen printing designs, banners, vinyl decals, vehicle lettering and wraps, wall graphics, and promotional products. InStitches can provide thousands, depending on your need. Contact 574-892-5956 or visit www.institches.com to get your promotion underway.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the IU Health Urgent Care Injury Report with Scott Masters.
We'll get to our injury report here in just a little bit, but we want to welcome in the head coach of the Lady Chargers, Tom Robbins, who Lady Chargers fall now to 14-9 on the season. And Tom, I tell you, your girls played well against a very impressive Kalamazoo Valley team. But you also said during our pregame show it was going to take four quarters of consistent basketball to beat a Kalamazoo Valley team, and that just didn't happen as this second half went on deeper into the second half.
Yeah, no question. Half-court defense in some ways looked pretty good. But then we would have situations where we play great defense, for me, like the big score when they rebound score. So you know how that motivation, looking to get those putbacks, and I thought that really hurt us. You look at their two of them were their top, or two of their top three scorers were their post players, mostly off of rebounds, not post-ups, mostly off of rebounds. So.
And then you had trouble with that Chloe Solomon girl, number 32, in that game that busted your guys' momentum. And, it was just, your girls didn't quit, but it was just like, gosh darn it, this is going to be one of those tough games to sustain any kind of momentum.
Defensively, they really do a nice job in the half-court defense, very physical, really put a lot of pressure with their physicality, and then really good help defense. So, you know, we didn't shoot the ball very well, 29% from the field, that's not going to get it done. But a lot of that was, honestly.
All right, you got to cover the next matchup here. What's got to happen with your girls?
We're going to Grand Rapids playing for fourth place right now. They're sitting in fourth, we're sitting in fifth. We beat them back here at our place last month, but we also shot 60% from the three-point line that night. We can't bank on doing that going up there to their place. No question about it. We can't bank on doing that. So we got to go up there and be ready to defend like we did here today. Be ready to defend and then finish with those offensive rebounds.
Tom, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Tom Robbins, head coach. Still Lady Chargers who fall here tonight by a final of 76-59. It's time now for our injury report. And it's brought to you by our good friends at IU Urgent Care. At IU Urgent Care Center, medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in. Here's Scott.
Well, everything looks good for both teams on the injury report today. That's exactly the way we like to talk about it, is we like to give it because it's sponsored by our good friends there. But we also like to say that there's absolutely nobody on the IU Urgent Care Center injury report, brought to you by IU Urgent Care Center. Medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in.
When we come back, we'll continue with more of our pregame show, sponsored by our good friends at Hunter Transit. At Hunter Transit, we're right on the money. Visit huntertransit.com today. Back after this timeout.
Have you put on a few pounds this winter? Here are some health tips from IU Health Stark Hospital. When a plate of desserts lands in front of you, take half of one and share the rest. Small changes can make a big difference. Fill up on crunchy snacks like carrots, celery, apples, or your other favorite fruits. For your information, nurse practitioner Becky Sabella at IU Health Primary Care is taking new patients. Call her at 896-3444 for an appointment.
It's the store that gives you more, the Flora Store in downtown Plymouth. Owner Rocky Falcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring. With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Flora Store and more in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
Is it time to start looking for a new appliance? Maybe it's a washer, or a dryer, or maybe it's a refrigerator. If that's the case, look no further than Young's TV and Appliance of Plymouth. Quality, dependability, and great service is their promise. Get innovative products for better service, and they're proud to be an Energy Star provider. You want to know why people keep coming back to Young's TV and Appliance in Plymouth? Well, come see for yourself. They have an impressive showroom for you to look at. And the folks at Young's TV and Appliance at 500 West Jefferson Street in Plymouth.
Time now is Tony Ross.
Indeed, it's time for our keys to the game, and we get ready for this boys matchup between Ancilla Cotton Valley Cougars. Ancilla coming in with a record of 16 wins, 6 losses. Kalamazoo Valley coming in. They're a couple of games under the 500 mark at 9-12. They are 5-2 in conference play, while Ancilla is 6-3 in conference play. As Kalamazoo Valley coming off a loss to Muskegon 75-7.
Competing every bit in that practice because he just felt like against LMC they didn't compete well. So he wants to come out and compete for two halves of basketball here.
Well, and I tell you, when you take a look at just how well the boys are trying to get themselves back on track here, this Ancilla squad is starting to see some numbers get a little bit better in the shooting department. But overall, as a squad, they're coming off games where they've shot 42% and 44%, which are not bad, but this is a team that's been able to light it up in the 46 and 47 range this season.
Figure out why that issue is, because they're slipping spots here, Tony, a spot where if they get another spot lower in the conference, they're not going to have a home game. You'd like to have, they're trying to figure out any way they can, and it may be more about sharing the ball, getting a little bit more high percentage shots for them.
KBCC, too, has ran into their fair share of problems as well. They, too, are trying to find their mark right now. They dropped one to Muskegon after a three-game winning streak against Grand Rapids, Kellogg, and Glen Oaks. But even so, in their last six games, they find themselves right at 500. It's a team that themselves, oh, they have struggled by giving up almost an equal amount of points as they've scored.
Well, I think you see that because, Tony, they don't have the numbers this year that they would normally have. They have about eight guys.
That's a very good point.
And you have about eight guys, and if you get one injured and one fouled out, well, then you're sitting with one guy on the bench. And with the frantic pace that the boys play with here in the conference, you know, you got to have 10 guys that are able to go in and give you significant minutes. So that's got to be a real good thing for Jim Horn, the head coach for KVCC.
Well, right now, Ancilla is ranked 84th in the nation in amounts of points per game with 76. That's not a bad number at all for this particular group. It's the fact that they've been giving up an equal amount themselves.
That's the thing. He wants to keep the game in the 70s, does Coach Aaron Butcher. He just wants to keep the opponents into the 60s and not let them get into the 70s. That's been kind of a battle. They've had some games where they have absolutely blown people out, but then they've also had some games where it's been close, and they've lost some close ones. And I think they've lost more close games than they have games where there was a bigger bigger margin.
For the starting lineups in this contest for the boys, when we return, this is the pregame show sponsored by our good friends at Hunter Transit. Back after this timeout.
It's every parent's wish for their child to be safe when they finally go off to college. You want to make sure they have the best environment to live in. Ancilla College and Ancilla Student Residence Hall built with another currently under construction. And with the brand new beautiful dining hall and the Student Life Center to provide its student athletes the best living environment possible. To find out more about Ancilla Athletics, call 574-936-8898 or visit AncillaChargers.com.
Service 4-Color Printer, offering quality offset and letterpress printing. Located in North Central Indiana, we pride ourselves in prompt personal service and a knowledgeable staff that can help you with your next printing project. We are involved in our local community and charities and take pride in our quality work and community involvement. For all your printing needs, call them at 936-9505 or stop by at 1920 Jim New Drive in Plymouth.
If you want to showcase your business in a creative and effective way, you need the design expertise of InStitches and Signs. InStitches specializes in embroidery and screen printing that can help you professionally promote your business. Their services include signs, banners, vinyl, wall graphics, and promotional products. InStitches can provide you with one personalized item or thousands, depending on your need. Contact 574-892-5956 or visit www.institches.com to get your promotion underway. For USDA guaranteed rural housing loans to eligible borrowers on homes in USDA eligible communities. The USDA loan requires no money down, with the loan amount up to 100% of the appraised value on the purchase of a new home. First Federal services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at www.firstfederalbanking.com or visit 2113 North Michigan Street in Plymouth. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. A delivery fee will be applicable to the loan. NMLS number 399927, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time for the starting lineup, sponsored by First Federal Bank in Plymouth.
All right, starting lineup today brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank. Financing the American Dream one home at a time. Let's take a look at our starting lineups tonight. It's Muskegon 75-71. Jeremy Williamson will be a starting sophomore guard. Trey Humes will be a starting freshman forward. Jalen Lamar will be a sophomore forward, while Hunter Lattestier will be a starting center. He is a freshman. And Grant Johnson will be a starting sophomore guard, donning number 55. So you got Wayne along with Johnson as your starting five. It will be Anderson McCoy, a freshman guard, followed by Andrew Jones, a freshman guard. And a third freshman guard, Trashawn Hurd, will get the starting nod. Everett Norman, a sophomore forward, and Trayvon Brackett, a starting sophomore forward, will be the starting five for the Ancilla Chargers. Ancilla coming in with a record of 16 wins and 6 losses. They are 6-3 in conference play. However, they have dropped their last two games off the heels of a 4-game winning streak as they dropped it to Lansing and Lake Michigan most recently. But here at the Charger Arena, they find themselves at 9 wins and 1 loss. Way they are 7-2, so they've been playing some really good ball here at home, and they're going to have to do it again tonight. That again comes in with 9 wins and 12 losses. And by the way, the Fire Kalamazoo Valley is 3-4 while on the road, home turf, and during neutral courts meeting tournaments, they're 1-4. So technically, they are 4-8 on the road this season coming into tonight's play. And Silla is decked out in there. Home gray jerseys with blue numbers and blue lettering and trimming and yellow trimming as well. And decked out in their road blacks with sky blue numbers and numerals along with the letters are Miss Kalamazoo Valley Cougar Squad. So we're ready to get this one started here at Ancilla Charger Basketball on Max 98.3. As a good crowd here on hand for a Wednesday night contest. Always great to see. Of course, the fitness forum open during the evening hours as well. Always bringing plenty of passerbyers who are either jogging by or walking by. They usually slow down just to see the caliber of play here at the Charger Arena. And nothing different here tonight as well. So we'll be ready for Ancilla College men's basketball on Max 98.3. And away, here he is, Scott Masters.
All right, thanks, Tony. We got the starting lineups out of the way, and now the Chargers, and he will be last-minute players run to the floor here. And we're going to get ready to tip you off here for the second game of our Ancilla doubleheader here on Max 98.3 Sports. And here's the tip. It is controlled. Well, it went off of a Charger. I believe they're going to have a jump ball again. The ball went off of two players. So they're going to have another jump ball, and this one's going to be controlled by Jones and the Chargers. He'll find McCoy. McCoy over to Jones now. Jones works around the Norman pick to Brackett. Brackett over to Hurd. Hurd stops to Brackett. Brackett to Norman to McCoy. Anderson. He'll pull the three. Got it! Anderson McCoy takes the first three of the night, hits it, 3-0, and still on top.
Good sign for that 38% shooter from outside the arc.
That is Grant Johnson working against Anderson. Johnson now find Lassiter, back to Johnson. That one is over to Lassiter again. Lassiter will find Hums. Hums for nobody comes to the rebound for KVCC. Over to McCoy. McCoy will pull it again. Does he have it? No, he does not. Rebound, though, knocked away by Jones, and he'll recover. Jones finds Brackett to Hurd. Hurd will slow it down just to Hurd. Hurd dribble drive in, back out to Hurd will drive with a pump fake, tries to get it down low, and it's going to go off the hands of Hurd as he tried to drive baseline. Turnover, it'll be Cougar ball. And bringing it up for the Cougars will be Grant Johnson. Johnson now starts the offense. He will find Williamson. Williamson at one now. Goes to Lamar. Lassiter now with the ball. He will find once again Lamar. Lamar over to the corner now. There is a jump shot for three. Doesn't go. Rebound to Norman. And Norman finds Jones, and Jones quickly back now for the Chargers. Jones will pull it out, run the offense over to Brackett. Now up top. Volleyball line extended for McCoy over to Hurd. To change 28 Hackett over to Hurd. Hurd, nice pass down long. Two.
Not quite sure why Grant Johnson left his man, but he did, and AC winds up with an easy two there.
Johnson on the dribble drive now. He will find Lamar. Lamar defense by the Chargers.
Evan Norman, once again, doing a great job getting in his spot and just forcing a difficult move or any kind of move, quite frankly, for Johnson.
Court four. Ancilla finds Hurd. Works around the pick. Hurd now tries to dribble in. The bracket thought about the three. He'll drive in. Back out to Hurd. Hurd now to McCoy. Anderson drives. Corner pass to Jones. He'll launch the three. Gets the roll. 8-point lead, and KVCC will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 8-0 Ancilla on top, 16:56 to go here in the half. Back with more on Max 98.
And hungry? Stop by Pop Teen 76 at Prime Rib on Friday and Saturday nights. Open every day at 4 and for lunch at 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Papa's in Culver, overlooking beautiful Lake Maxinkucky. Family owned since 1976.
Welcome back here. Going to Charger Arena, 8-0, Ancilla with the lead. Tonight's game on Max 98.3 brought to you in part by Oliver Ford Lincoln, celebrating 60 years of serving you, Marshall County. Here's the 60 more, and in Stitches and Signs of Argus, the official screen printer and sign designer of Max 98.3. For competitive prices, call In Stitches today, or go to institches.com.
16:56 to go in the half. What a good start here for Ancilla. They have the 8-0 lead. But it'll be Cougar basketball here. As Grant Johnson will bring the... That one goes to Johnson. He works around the pick. And it is Williamson. Williamson now looks. Up top, shot clock at 6 now. And they're going to have to force up a shot. That's Humes, a follow-away. It doesn't go. And the board comes down to Jones for Ancilla. So Andrew, now we'll bring the ball up the floor quickly. He top to her. Finds the corner for Jones. Jones, another three. Knocked it down. Same spot as the last time, Tony, in that far corner.
Well, he got open, and you just find him. And then I tell you, with that being a left-handed shot, he's just got a great angle and just perfect form on his last two threes. Just very confident.
Johnson over, will work up top now to Lamar. Lamar over to Johnson, down low to Latimer. He gets a pass into Humes. Humes down by the shooter, Jeremy Williamson.
Humes with a beautiful baseline kick, and that was picture perfect.
They break the scoring drought 11-3 with Ancilla with the lead. Jones, Andrew with the ball, drives in Hurd. Hurd, dribble drive, jump shot from the free throw line. That one goes. 13-3. Johnson works against McCoy. That one's Lamar, not a Humes. And another shot is attempted, and that one's going to be a foul, and that might, no. That is a foul on the inside. Looks like a illegal pick, Tony.
Well, it's one of those scenarios where, what's he doing? He's just floor until he makes the call. And now he's telling everybody to come on.
Yeah, player control foul.
In the meantime, there was a big old traffic jam right in front of us, and now he's wondering what's going on.
Lots of subs coming in for KVCC subs. Hunter Lafton was called on Hunter Lafton. So Hurd will handle the point. He'll work it over to Andrew Jones. Jones over to him. Finds Powell. Powell. Back out. That's a nice ball movement around to Hurd. That's a nice ball movement. Up, up. The glass does not go. Rebound. The glass does not go. Here come the Cougars. That is Donovan Lewis. Jumper. He does not go. Rebound. Jones. Rebound. The Chargers. Jones. The foul. As the drive goes off the glass. Calling out the plays now. This hill worker doesn't go. We're going to give an over the back call. On number 41, Jack Binger.
Binger's right now just struggling to buy a bucket. Offensively, struggling to buy a bucket. Binger. Trailing by 10. Trailing by 10.
Obviously, 13-44 to go here. 13-44 to go here. And McCoy back into the ball game. McCoy to Fair. Fair. That's Powell launches there. That doesn't go. The rebound launches to Jones. That's a rebound. The rebound comes to Jones. Drives to the baseline. Has it knocked away. They go off a KVCC player.
Well, I like Jones. This is a young man. Jones. Along the baseline. And that's been something that's been completely consistent for his game this year.
Jones. It's Powell in the corner. Powell dribble off around. Powell in the corner. Powell over. Oh, that's Brackett's favorite spot on the floor, Tony, for the three.
Sure looked like it there. That was nice.
13 to go here. And still on top. Maybe CC Williamson now. Maybe CC Williamson now. Bigger. Finds on low. Bigger. That's going to be a fall away jumper. That does not go. Rebound comes down. Does not go. Rebound comes down. Very quickly now. He will find Ferret. Dylan drives and has it knocked away. Ferret. Dylan here. Bigger comes away with it. Vinegar may have been out of bounds. So it's Vinegar. It's going to be Charger basketball. It's going to be. KBCC is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 12:42 to go. 16-3. It's still a 16-3 here on Max 98.3 Sports. Well, more next on Max 98.3 Sports.
Michiana Contracting offers complete construction services for your initial construction, giving you the keys to your complete building, meeting deadlines and your budget requires sequence.
And up top, we'll pull it to McCoy. And up top, we'll pull it to McCoy. And Powell takes the baseline, tries to pull it up. Powell takes baseline, tries to pull it up. Powell takes the Cougar. Stokes will hand the ball off. It's backed over to Lewis. And we have another... Oh, KBCZ is their own worst out. KBCZ is their own team foul. Ancelo doesn't have any team foul. And 12-15 to go. 16-3. Ancelo looking to build on the lead.
Green.
Now he'll work back up top. Does. Paul tried to feed it in. Ball back out top. Paul takes it. And moving it. That one is going to be tied and blocked away. And that one is going to be quickly back now. Will be quickly back. KBCZ. That's a double dribble call. He'll try to get it in Biggin off the glass and his score. Biggin off the glass and his score.
Is a tough low bit here. And to tell you, you've got to be positionally spot on in order to stop him. He'll make great skill moves just like that. There's not a thing you can
do. Dylan Fair now. Fair. I'll try the three. 19-5. And Silla now with the lead. It's 11.
38% shooter, that looks pretty solid there. 38%
shooter, that looks pretty solid there. That's going to be in the hands of Lewis. That's going to be Lewis in the hands of Lewis. Williamson for a top. Lewis will be our Williamson. That one will go. That one will go. Williamson now. Williamson, KBCC, 19-8. And Powell right back at it now for the Chargers. Right back at it now for the Chargers. McCoy surveys. The defense so they dribble. He'll go in Norman. Norman in the post. Trying to force it. Good defense. Oh, he got busted. He gets through there.
English on that one, baby.
Norman, and that ball was stolen away. And that's going to be an easy basket, although there is a fight. A little bit of a shove. Powell's he lost control of the basketball. That's he lost control of the basketball. Did Donovan Lewis.
That was an ill-advised pass. You paint yourself in the corner down low. I mean, you know where your options are supposed to be.
Right, right.
The problem is you know, sometimes they're just not there for a reason. You see them wide open for a while.
Humes now will find Lewis. Lewis will take a three-pointer. Lewis on the thing. He doesn't go. Back in the ball game. Third, he gets the board. Back in the ball game. Third, four to Alex. Alex, here he comes. Three-pointer. And here come the Cougars. That was Donovan with that athletic play. Lewis, nice block. Guard, and that one is Grant Johnson for three. It doesn't go. Norman Grant Johnson with the Charger rebound. Norman with the Charger rebound. Back to Powell. Powell drive in against the three. It's one on three. That doesn't go. Maybe an ill-advised shot there. No rebounders back for Ancilla. So Grant Johnson. Sophomore out of Vicksburg, Michigan. Out of Vicksburg, Michigan. Donovan Lewis. Lewis. Donovan on the bottom three. They'll pass it off now. That one is Gabe Stokes. Oh, it's going to be a hand check on Powell. Andres can't be mad about that. Andres can't be mad about that.
Yeah.
He's going to have to see Dylan Ferrer come back in for Ancilla. A jump shot just inside the three-point line doesn't go, but an athletic rebound attempt doesn't go either. But boy, Donovan Lewis has made a very good offensive and defensive play. Very good off-block shot, saved the rebound, and then saved the rebound there.
He's the kind of athletic kid that you can just watch him because he's bound and he's bound to make some incredible eye-catching, incredible shots and plays that will just maybe go wild.
He's a wild guy. Mark would be happy. Johnson, he gets it to go. In the air there for quite a while.
His body control on that play, because that was a tough shot. He had to shoot that over and away, but made a very difficult shot.
21-11 now is the score. It's 8:43 to go here in the half. Octavian Young coming to the game for Octavian Young. There's a little full court pressure. There's a little full curve with it. He'll break it easily to McCoy with it. They're going to slip into a zone here. They're going to slip into a zone here. 2-3. Over to Jones now. Jones for the three on to McCoy. McCoy back to her. Jones caught about a curve. He'll dribble in. Jones will drop down low to Young. Dribble in. Back on the fast break up off the glass. If he doesn't go, fast break up off the glass. We're going to get a foul call, first of all. Then we have Ancilla's hurt on the ground.
He got clipped on the drive. On the drive by Donovan Lewis. And Lewis, he's hurting right now. Not quite sure where he got hurt, but if he took that layup, probably got it where you don't want to get it.
It looks like he hit him in the mouth after all. Yeah, it looks like maybe he's
He's got a towel over his face right now, and the towel over his face setting him up, and they're finally setting him up, and they're going to see if he's going to be okay. They're going to see if he's going to try to set him down here.
They're going to quickly huddle, and then they're going to come back to the floor. It's still a lead, and it will be their ball. That'll be fair.
He looks a little woozy, too. Lewis came in.
Fair down low to Young. Young, strong move. He goes in. That's what Aaron was talking to Dontavian about, was getting in there and being strong. That's exactly what he did right there. He got to the free throw line.
You know, when you're a big fella, you got a target on your back. You have to understand your role. Even if you don't play, you want to get playing time. You got to use that physical stature of yours.
Missed two. Bringing the ball back over for KBCC. Hume comes over to Lewis, down low on the baseline, kicked out to Hume, back up to Johnson, back up the baseline drive. Help comes, he's on the floor, and it's a timeout. So they got the timeout as many jerseys hit the floor that time. 21-11 in the first half. They're going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with them right here. Max 98.3 Sports Coverage.
Some American classics don't need an update, like the 65 Pontiac GTO or a little black dress. Like that friend we've all had who's had the same hairstyle since high school. At the Plymouth Pasta Roast Steakhouse, we love American classics with a modern twist. Like our all-new roasted mushroom chicken. Topped with our savory roasted mushrooms and served with a crispy potato cake and fresh garden salad. Never had meat in the trenches like this before. You're going to love it. Get yours now at your Plymouth Ponderosa. Get yours now at the Plymouth Ponderosa.
Aaron's in position, and he was playing off at the side of that position to try to get it blocked. Not very good defensive decision.
Johnson looks to inbound. Back to Johnson. He will find more. And that's going to be another foul.
He gets called for the block foul.
Player always called. Get over there, get your foot out of bounds. If your foot out of bounds, they can't come in.
So that's two now on Brackett.
Williamson now will have the ball inbound. Lewis. A nice move. That's good. Lewis. He just floated through the air.
That's just the ability to make plays. There was another one. That shot fell in, but he makes that look easy.
Seven free throw shooter on the year. Brought some rain and was no good. Andrew Jones will find the coin out. Here comes Ben Silla quickly. He'll drive in, doesn't go, rebound, and a very aggressive rebound, and a very dribbled off his foot out of bounds.
If Aaron was wanting some aggressiveness by the beach, he was getting here the rest of this first half. The effort is here in this first half. And the effort is not exactly one of the fact that he's crashing hard and going.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about the technical difficulty that we're having. I apologize for that. Johnson with the basketball. Everett Norman back into the game. McCoy will work around the pick. He'll flare out Alex for the long three. Another foul called towards the end of the first half.
Eight now for Ancilla. KBCC.
Back over to Johnson. Back to Johnson. Williamson will try the three. That didn't go on the rebound. ABCC ball is he tried to outlet it to McCoy, but McCoy just couldn't get it in time. Coach Aaron Butcher very.
You mentioned in the pregame show, you've been fighting for a playoff opportunity.
Hughes now with the ball over to Johnson. Back to Johnson. Johnson thought about a drive and they're going to get Johnson.
Wow. Just being a little over aggressive. So that's nine now on.
And Dante Gladney's going to come into the ball game now. And here's a good sign. Tony Hurd's going back into the ball game. Tony Hurd's going back. He's got a bandage under his eye, but he's got a bandage under his eye, but he's back in the game. So it's good to see him back.
It's right below the left side. I mean, it's right below the left side. You want that Mike Loper just a little bit of the
starting point guard Johnson just hit a free throw. And believe it or not, Tony, he's only hit 67. Believe it or not, he's only shooting around the year. He's 7-14 around the year. Next shot is Baff. Full court pressure now by the Cougars. Hurd has the ball. He finds McCoy, and McCoy breaks it quickly. Now to Jones. Andrew breaks it quickly. Now to Jones. Andrew Hurd. Back to McCoy. Gladney. Back up to Gladney. Jones. Now to McCoy. Jones. Now to McCoy. Another offensive set over to Jones. Jones is glad to move. Jones has it stolen away. But Antil is able to pick it right back. Antil is able to pick it right back. McCoy again calls another offensive step that he wants. Again over to Hurd. Another offensive step that he wants. Up to McCoy. Hurd. Baseline. Thought about it. Back up top. Baseline. Anderson. 13 on the shot. Hits Jones. Jones on three. No good. Jones. Rebound. Gladney. No rebound. Gladney. Rebound. Bring it down. No. Over to McCoy now. Now McCoy. Over to Hurd. Jones. McCoy. Jones. Drive. McCoy. Hurd. Drive. Back to McCoy. Good ball handling. Back to McCoy. Good ball handling. Andrew Jones on the drive. We've got some type of foul. Andrew Jones with the drive. That's from the...
For this foul, it's called...
So, Dante Gladney will have to free throw. 54 is good.
That you kind of root for. Yeah, just because it's work hard. Because he's trying to work hard to try to be a team player.
Second free throw is good. 23-15. 35 to go here before the half. And still with an 8-point lead here. And still with an 8-point lead by as many as 13. It's led by as many as 13 now. Over to Hughes now. Hughes still with the ball. Being cleaned the big fella Vinegar. They'll find Johnson, and they're going to have another Vinegar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's going to have to come out. And that'll be back in Hunter Lassiter. So we'll be in town. Basketball, they'll have a chance to score again. Basketball, they'll have a chance to score again. McCoy will fall out of the offensive play down to Hurd. Young. Back out to Gladney. Back into Young. Re-entry pass. Oh, Young with a nice move along the baseline. And he's called for the travel.
That's wrong shape. He had the opportunity there to get with three fouls you mentioned. He's one that kind of stays out of foul trouble. He only came in with 37 on the season.
Man, three on the afternoon or on the evening already. Humes with the ball now. He will find Lassiter. Lassiter will work it over to Williamson. 10 on the shot. Williamson will take the shot. Doesn't go. Rebound, and that one's going to go off of Cougar number 21, Jalen Lamar, and it will be Ancilla Ball. You're going to have Gabe Stokes and Donovan Lewis back into the ball game for KVCC. Donovan's given us some of them wild movements earlier in the first half, Tony.
Well, can't need some now, but they need a defensive stop.
Hurd with the ball now. Looks up top to Dante. Dante over to McCoy. McCoy back to Dante. Dante to the corner. Jones for three. Got it! Jones loves that spot on the floor tonight, Tony. I think that's his third from that corner.
And you know, a sign of a good shooter is he'll go back there and get more opportunities.
20,
he's doing it.
26-15. We got a foul call. Another offensive foul on KVCC.
And this is going to go on Lassiter, I believe, indeed. And yep. Moving screen.
But let's be honest, Tony. They're all over that moving screen tonight because they've called it about 5-6 times. And that's what the coach is saying.
That's the coach is saying, hey, this is the most moving screens call we've had against us all year.
All year long. McCoy finds Gladney. Dante will hold. Needing some help, though.
Screen against Ancilla now.
Yep, and there's some blood coming back down on Hurd's face.
So there's no moving screen. Yep, it is.
Yeah, it's a moving screen, but Hurd's going to have to come out. Trayshawn's got some more blood, so.
So they're going to have to get that doctored up again as Kim will go over and talk with him. And Deshaun a little frustrated.
Yeah. Alex Henn will come into the game. Kind of probably kind of hard to keep the bandage on your face with the perspiration that you have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's all kinds of factors that go into it.
And someone might try to rip it off as you go by.
Yeah.
Not that that happened, but Stokes with the ball now. Up to Williamson. Williamson, he likes to shoot, so he may try it again, but that's back to Stokes. Stokes to Lassiter. Lassiter, back to Williamson. Williamson looks for some help. He will find Lamar. He's up three on the shot clock. Long three-pointer. That one doesn't go. Doesn't hit anything. And that'll be a shot clock violation. Oh.
Oh, a foul call.
Foul call.
And that goes against Ancilla's number 30. Or number three, rather, Andrew Jones. And that's his first. So well, the Cougars will get an opportunity to get some free points here at the line.
That's a bad foul with the shot clock going down. That's going to be Lamar, and he'll hit the first one. Jalen, 54% on the year. So his second free throw is up, and it will be good. 26-17. We have a minute 32 before the half here at Charger Arena. And McCoy will bring the ball across half court over to Jones. Gladney. Gladney with the drive. And we're going to have another foul call. Gladney will go to the line.
Lewis gets called for this one.
I'm just going to say, like, every other time, I mean, every other time down the floor, we're getting foul calls here. And
I know. This is a...
Slowed the pace of this fast game down considerably.
And, you know, I'm not quite sure who this benefits either. I mean, it's contact sport.
Benefits either team, really, to be honest with you. Dante's second free throw. He made the first one, second one, nothing but net. So Gladney's come in and knocked down some free throws, which is good for him. And for the Chargers. Over now is Lamar. Lamar, he will feed Lewis. Lewis, Lassiter with the board. Down to Lewis. Lewis again. Just kind of flipped that one up off the glass.
He's so tall and lanky, Scott, that he just he can make, a difficult shot just look so smooth and easy.
He can jump, too, Tony. I mean,
yes,
he's got some sky there. All right, Gladney now. Gladney tries to find Young down low. Oh, Young missed it. And the rebound, luckily for Young, is going to go off of KVCC.
Well, Young caught that pass, the little out pass, obviously with his back to the rim, and he didn't get a full turn to get that shot away. Otherwise, he would have been had better marksmanship if he was squared up on that little easy three-footer.
And thought about the three down low to Lewis. And he missed it. Got his own rebound. Got fouled. That spin move didn't go, Tony, but the ability to get back up off the floor and get the rebound.
But knew where he was at the court.
Yeah.
At the court to make that spin move, because where he finished, if you're Young, but right now he's mad because he's not hitting, and you can definitely understand that.
And the first one is up and good. Young only 57% on the year. Daniel Miller will come in now for Ancilla for the last 31 seconds of this half. The rebound doesn't go, and it's going to go off of Jalen Lamar of KVCC, and it'll be Charger basketball. Back in for the Ancilla lineup is Alex Henn. Daniel Miller got a play on the floor. And we have got to see what we've got going with the clock here.
Well, they
got to
correct the clock here and put an extra second on the clock here. So instead of it being 29, it's 30.
Right. So game and clock just about the same. Although Andrew Jones just said forget it. He went baseline but missed it. Rebound Lassiter. But that was a heck of a move.
What year was that,
Scott? That was year 500. You're right now. KVCC is going to hold the ball. That is fast. Dave Stokes will hand over to Lewis. Lewis to Williamson. Williamson. Back into Lewis. Lewis tried the shot, didn't go. Young with a big board, .6 to go. There's a half-court heave, and it does not go. We are at the half. 29-19 is the halftime score. Ancilla leads the KVCC Cougars here on Max 98.3's coverage of Ancilla Charger basketball. We'll have the halftime show coming up next here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth is the area's leading flooring specialist, serving all of Kosciuszko, LaPorte, Marshall, Stark, and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential clients. Their ability to do commercial work has always been a major factor in their success. For custom tile design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more, call Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth at 574-540-2184.
It's cold outside, and what better way to warm up than think summer with Culver Portside Marina. Right now, get incredible deals on pontoons. Ask about the Hurricane. It's the premier family boat. For those who share a passion for fishing, Polarcraft is the choice that'll give you a smooth ride and high-class details. It may be cold outside, but things are getting warmed up at Culver Portside Marina, located at 514 West Mill Street. Proud to support area high school sports. Stop in or call them at 842-5000.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth. At our place, we call those backlot buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping their hat to you since 1955.
From the CenturyLink Sports Center, welcome to the Oliver Ford Lincoln Halftime Show on Max 98.3. Here's Scott Masters.
Welcome back to the Oliver Ford Lincoln Halftime Show. Oliver Ford celebrating 60 years of serving Marshall County. Here's the 60 more. Our halftime guest tonight, we want to welcome in Al Franklin. He is the bowling coach, the new bowling coach for Ancilla College, men's and women's. Coach, thanks for joining us at halftime.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first and foremost, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're a bit of history. How does that feel?
I feel pretty good about bringing in history to Ancilla and a wonderful college.
Well, we're excited to have you aboard, and make no mistake about it. You know, there's a lot of colleges that, you know, big universities that have bowling programs. Not a lot of junior colleges that have bowling programs. However, it's making its way up, and it's starting to gain some popularity.
Yes, it is.
Talk a little bit about that.
It's become very popular. Bowling used to be not looked at as a sport, but now, especially since women, you know, have a little more popularity in bowling, and it's, I've seen over in the past month at least 10 schools add bowling to their curriculum, so it's up and coming.
It's catching, and that's the good news. All right, so how does this work for us? Have we found a place we're going to be bowling at?
Yes, we will be bowling out of Quicks Lanes right here in Plymouth. That will be our home house.
Great.
And I don't have information on our season yet, but I will have that in another month or two.
That's great. And you're out there recruiting right now, right?
Yes, out recruiting everywhere. So all you listeners, if you can bowl, contact Coach Franklin at Ancilla.
There you go. And listen, you know, when you're starting off a brand new program, yeah, there's certain people or kinds of bowlers that you'd like to have, but it's a bigger picture here. It's not just about bowling. It's about being the right fit at Ancilla, isn't it?
Right, exactly. You have to be the right fit. A, for the program, you have to be coachable. But B, you have to have good character. Be accountable for your actions and live right, you know, and do the right thing.
And the good thing about it is, and I know Gene and I have already talked about you, and he loves the fact that you're the kind of coach that puts the academics well ahead of the bowling part. I mean,
have to.
You might be one of these kind of coaches that folks listen, and there's a reason why you do it though.
Have to, yeah. Education comes first. A lot of these kids won't go to the PBA bowl, you know. So you have to have something to fall back on once you're done college, and education is very important in this day and age.
All right, Al, I want you to tell me, have you bowled a 300 yet?
Yes, I have four sanctions.
How many?
Four.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, are you a right-hander or a left-hander?
Right-hand.
You're right-handed, and you bowled four.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Four 300s on one 800 series.
Unbelievable. That is amazing. I want your autograph, actually. That's what I want. Okay, so what is the secret of being a consistently good bowler? And is for a bowler, should there be a score or a goal that you should try to achieve?
Mental. Bowling is a mental game. Bowling is a game about failure. Don't be afraid to fail because you gain more out of your failures. But consistency, practice, practice, practice. And we always preach that you can bowl all the strikes you want, but spares win games and championships.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
How do you, you know, when we talk about strategies, are there kind of strategies to bowling? Or is it, quite frankly, it's just about the individual, the ball, and the pins?
Yes. You can have strategies. If you're bowling in a Baker format, you want to put your best athletes in certain positions during that particular match. But if it's just a regular match, well, it's pretty much about the bowler and their talent and what you're capable of teaching them to do.
Okay, you mentioned personnel. Let's equate this for a minute to put a little bit, maybe a better concept behind it. In baseball, you have a leadoff hitter.
Right.
He's the one that his number one job is to get on base, set up your number two hitter.
Right.
The number two hitter gets your runner over. Your number three hitter is the one that comes in and brings everybody in, and then you got your number four guy to take care of it. So is that the same kind of concept that you have when you finally get your group of men and women? You'll find out who's the strongest at where.
Yes.
And then you place them.
Actually, yes.
Okay.
You try to. You're one of your strongest, if not the strongest, bowler you have should be your leadoff bowler because they set the tone for your team.
Okay.
But your anchor bowler should actually be your go-to bowler, the one that can bring home the strikes when you really need them. And you fit the pieces in between to give you the best chance to win and score points.
You know, and I find this very interesting. And when you take a look at, you know, having your anchor and your I call them the home run hitters right off the bat, those that can just step up. First roll, knock it out of the park, set that tone that you're looking for. Those are the ones that I feel your ones and fours are the ones that are your key, key bowlers, aren't they?
You can tell those. Those are the ones that want it the most. Those are the ones that put the time in and say, Coach, put me in.
Nowadays, you find bowling, and I equate this a little bit to what the NBA is like in this sense. Before, bowling was, you had bowlers who would bowl, and it was more straight, maybe a slight little curve to it. Nowadays, you see these exaggerated curves where you'll see a bowler start from the complete left side of the lane, throw that hook, and have no problem getting the strike because it looks so amazing. And it's eye candy to those of us bowlers that love the game to say, okay, gosh, that's what I want to do. But if you fall in that trap, you're leading yourself to a lot of unsuccessful opportunities at the lane simply because each individual is different with how they handle their ball, their role in the ball, right?
Exactly. Lane condition dictates a lot of where you play on the lane, but my old coach taught me that straighter is greater. You know, so if you can play straighter up the lane and then migrate over into the middle of the lane, then that's fine. But the lane condition, ore condition, ball surface, you know, volume of oil, all that plays into where a bowler will play.
How does the volume of the oil on the play into a factor?
Volume of oil, the more volume, the wetter. The less volume, the drier.
Okay.
So you want.
And what does that do to the ball?
More oil, the ball doesn't hook as much.
Okay.
Less oil, the ball really hooks. And that's when you see people.
Because it's grabbing. Okay.
Yeah, it's really
that
grabbing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You find now that, you know, more younger bowlers are getting into that fancy hook kind of bowling as opposed to the straighter grader.
Yes.
You know, that we're accustomed to.
Yes. They all see these PBA bowlers standing left, especially now you got the two-hand bowlers like Belmonte. He bowls with two hands, and that's really
that's
big
amazing.
High revs. So everybody wants to see that big, huge hook, but the younger bowlers is where bowling is going to. So I support that wholeheartedly.
Now, do you have to learn that kind of style too, the two-hand bowling style? If you get a recruit that comes in and bowls that way, do you know how to handle?
I have a recruit coming in that's two-handed. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that. How does your approach as a coach, you know, I mean, really outside of the difference of him using an extra hand, does technique change really that much?
Yeah, just a little for him because he's got both hands into the ball.
Right.
He needs more balance. He needs to stay behind the ball a little bit more, and he needs to create power, a little bit more power with his hips and his hands. Whereas a bowler with one arm bowling the ball with one hand, they tend to get a little handsy. That guy with two hands, he can really roll the ball down there at probably about five to 10 miles an hour more.
Is it fair to say those who bowl with two hands have more or greater balance? Or is that a misconception?
No, I wouldn't say greater balance, but they have greater revolutions on their ball. How about that? It causes them to really be under the ball and get around and through the ball.
That spin, okay.
Yes.
That makes sense, too. Mm-hmm. All right. So, listen, I mean, you're still on the recruiting road here, and you've been having some success here, finding some kids, which is great. And, of course, you're topping the men's and the women's program, so you're in charge of both of them. If anybody is interested, if moms and dads, if you've got a child that's looking to get into the college and loves bowling, how do they contact you?
Contact me at alvin.franklin@ancilla.edu.
One more time. Give me that email one more time.
alvin.franklin@ancilla.edu.
There you go. Well, Coach, I'm excited. I'm going to hopefully get a chance to watch one of your games because I'm just a bowler. I love it. And I stink, but, I love playing.
That's all right. You have fun, right?
That's exactly what we do.
About. You're supposed to have fun.
Coach Al, it'll be a pleasure working with you, buddy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Al Franklin. He is the new bowling coach for the men's and women's program at Ancilla College, which is coming this fall. And, again, if you want more information on how you can become part of that or your child or know somebody who is going to Ancilla College that would like to get into the bowling program, scholarships are available, okay? I hope you understand that. And that's the good news out of all of it. So we want to thank Al for joining us. All right, when we come back after this break, we'll take a look at numbers, and then we'll also talk about what's going to take for a successful second half for both the Cougars and the Chargers. It's the men's basketball broadcast on Max 98.3. You're listening to Ancilla Charger Basketball on Max 98.3 Sports.
Hey, sports fans, when you're in Culver and hungry, stop by Papa's, the area's most trusted eatery since 1976. Papa's is well known for its great Italian and American fare, the pizza that put Culver on the map, steaks, seafood, barbecue ribs, and slow-roasted prime rib on Friday and Saturday nights. Open every day at 4 and for lunch at 11 on Saturday and Sunday, Papa's in Culver, overlooking beautiful Lake Maxinkucky. Family-owned since 1976.
It's every parent's wish for their child to be safe when they finally go off to college. You want to make sure they have the best environment to live in. Ancilla College in Donelson, Indiana agrees. Recently, Ancilla student athletes have been the recipient of one major residence hall built with another currently under construction. And with the brand new beautiful dining hall and the Student Life Center, Ancilla College has made it their mission to provide its student athletes the best living environment possible. To find out more about Ancilla Athletics, call 574-936-8898 or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information. Charger Sports, be part of something big.
Welcome back here to Charger Arena. 29-19 is your score as Ancilla has the lead over Kalamazoo Valley. The girls' game, well, it didn't fare the way the Lady Chargers were hoping for. They lost 76-59. Let's take a look at some numbers for you here at halftime. For Kalamazoo, they are led in scoring by the 6 of Jeremy Williamson, followed by the 5 of Dalen Lamar. Right behind him is Donovan Lewis with 4, and with 2 points is Jack Binegar and Grant Johnson. Fouls, by the way, 3 on Binegar, 2 on Lattisier, along with Lamar. Also with 2 is Donovan Lewis, and with 1 foul, Gabe Stokes and Trey Humes. Rebounds, 10 for Kalamazoo in that first half. Of those, 6 were offensive, or make that 5 were offensive. So actually, they got 15 total rebounds for that first half, 5 offensive. The Cougars ended up shooting 23% in that first half. They were 6 of 26 from the floor, 2 of 10 from outside, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. For Ancilla, they were led in points by the 9 of Andrew Jones, followed by 4 from Everett Norman, 3 from Trevon Brackett, and also Dante Gladney.
three from Powell, along with three from Brackett, and one by Andrew Jones. And, oh, I'm sorry, make that two by Trishon Hurd, and four by Norman, three by Brackett, three by Powell, and one by Young, and four by Gladney. There you go. That's what you get for looking at the wrong column.
That's
and,
all right.
And 3 points for Anderson McCoy.
We've all done it.
As Ancilla is shooting 39%, 9-23 going into the second half, 6-10 from the four or from the free throw line, and 5-8 from outside. So those are the numbers. We get ready for the start of the second half, and we talked about rebounding. 21 for Ancilla, 15 for Kalamazoo. Turnovers, 8-7 Ancilla in that department. Ancilla's just got to cut down the turnovers and keep up the rebounding, and they'll gladly keep this lead in double digit.
Yeah, they just got to keep making smart decisions, and they started getting a little less smart at the end of that first half. So hopefully the second half they can be a little more smarter with the basketball. Johnson tries to work McCoy down low. Does the shot doesn't go. However, the rebound will come down to Everett. Norman hands the ball to McCoy, and McCoy will come across half court now for the Chargers. McCoy to Hurd, tried to get it into Norman. Norman had his hand held. No call there. And it's quickly back now, Cougar ball. And that was kind of a bobbled ball, but an up and a nice jump shot for Jalen Lamar as he just kind of flips it up off the glass. Anderson now back over for the Chargers. 29-21, Charger lead to Hurd. Hurd has his face bandaged over to Brackett. Brackett to Andrew Jones. Over to McCoy. McCoy drives in. He tries to go to Norman. Norman just does save the pass. Here comes Jones to the corner. That one was McCoy. He didn't take it. Back out to Hurd. Six on the shot clock. They need some help. Over to the corner. Brackett for three. That didn't go. Rebound Lassiter. Here come Johnson and the Cougars. Over to Humes. Back to Johnson. Johnson now will find Lamar. Back to Johnson. Johnson wants Humes. Top of the key. He'll get him. Over to Latimer. And Latimer looks all the way over to Williamson. Now Williamson floats one up on the baseline, and it goes down.
Just a little bit of a slow rotation there, and that resulted in a two for Kalamazoo Valley there.
29-23, 18-23 to go here in the half. It's Hurd. Hurd drives through. He forces one up and in. Nice job right over his defender, who was Jalen Lamar. Johnson quickly now back. He works against McCoy. Over to Hughes. Trey. Over to Lassiter now. Lassiter back over to Lamar. Jalen Lamar wants a pick. Can't get one. He'll take the dribble drive, though. Forces it, and he's going to fall out of bounds. And that's going to be an unforced turnover, as it's going to be Charger basketball out of bounds.
Boy, Andrew Jones did a great job sticking with him stride for stride. And, it was a scenario where Lamar just literally dribbled himself out of position all the way down to the baseline. But Jones did that because of his excellent footwork.
Now McCoy with the ball will find Jones. Brackett. Brackett down low to the big fella Young. In for the layup. Nice pass, nice catch, nice bucket.
Well, if Young wants to maybe look at a different sport, wide receiver tight end of a football team might work, because he caught that over the shoulder rather neatly.
Lassiter with the ball now. He will find Williamson. Jeremy looks to Trey. Over now to Johnson. Back to Lassiter. Lassiter. Kick pass out to Williamson. Williamson on the drive. Out to Humes. Humes drives the baseline. He'll take it up and in and off the glass over three defenders. Very nice move by Humes.
That's a good hang time right there. Shown by Humes.
Hurd with the ball. Works around the Young pick. Over to McCoy in the corner. McCoy. Dribble drive in. He goes up against the trees. Hits the floor. No foul. Here comes Johnson. Johnson to Williamson. Williamson stops for the three. Doesn't go. Laster tries a one-handed rebound. And it looks like they're going to get possibly Jones on a foul.
Hurd gets called for the foul. That's his third.
Johnson, 67% free throw shooter on the year. His first free throw of this attempt will be good.
Well, again, this is another possession where the Cougars are getting points without this clock moving. And if you're Ancilla, you got to start capitalizing down at the other end and keep the space between you and your opponent.
And Johnson will miss that second free throw. Ooh, quickly up to Brackett, and that's going to be an unforced turnover. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Charger ball. So, again, they turn it over. Cougars with another chance to cut into this 33-26 lead. Johnson will bring it up. Slowly across the timeline. The left-hand dribble. He will hand off to Humes. Down low to Lassiter. Lassiter in the post. Out to the corner now to Lamar. Lamar up off the glass again against three defenders and scores.
Well, again, his hang time is rather impressive, and that was the only way. He needed that extra millisecond to be in the air to get that shot away.
Dylan Fair with the ball. He'll find Brackett. Trayvon over to Andrew Jones. Andrew Jones loses it out of bounds. It's going to be Cougar ball, 33-28, 15:50 to go here in the half. Powell back into the ballgame for Ancilla. Stokes returns for Kalamazoo Valley. Stokes will handle the ball. He goes all the way around the perimeter. And that'll come up top for a three by Lewis, and he knocked it down.
He shot that from New Prairie.
He sure did, 33-31 now. It's a two-point game. Powell will have the ball. Powell looking. He needs some help. He goes to Young. Young sets a pick for Dylan Fair. Over to Brackett. Brackett to Hurd. Hurd will drive with 10 on the clock. Nope, it's Powell. Powell faked the shot. Tried to buy baseline. Out to Hurd. Hurd to Powell. Three on the shot. Powell's going to have to hurry. Here's Hurd falling away. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Cougars, probably not a good possession, according to Coach Aaron Butcher. Oh, stolen away by Young as the KVCC player. For here comes Hurd. Hurd with a kick to the corner. That's going to be Powell now from Brackett. Over to Hurd to Fair. Down low into the big fella. Twists and he turns and he scores.
Again, he knew where he was positionally. I mean, the footwork was smooth. The turn, the adjustment, the whole play there was him knowing what was predicated on knowing where he was so he can make that move.
Lassiter now, he will find Lewis. That one is over to Lamar. Lamar back out to Humes. Now it's going to be a dribble drive in. A nice pass out to Lassiter. Lassiter thought about a drive. They just passed the ball around in the perimeter in the paint, but it didn't go, and Young's going to get a board and a foul. Nice passing there in the paint there, Tony. We just couldn't.
That was some tic-tac-toe right there going on. The problem is
couldn't catch
the Cougars didn't execute, and they didn't finish it up. And as the end result, team foul, and clock stops at 14:09.
35-31, Ancilla has the lead. McCoy will come back into the ballgame. McCoy is going to work the offense now to Dylan. Fair works around two picks. We'll find Brackett. Brackett thought about a three. Bulls back down. Fair will take the three. That didn't go. And rebounded by KVCC. But that ball's going to fall out of bounds as it falls off the hands of Gabe Stokes.
Well, once again, the eye of Keshawn Hurd is trickling blood again. And I think you mentioned it, Scott. I mean, the more he perspirates, the more that blood's going to seep through, and there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, and the more your heart rate goes, the more blood's getting pumped. Young down low, up off the glass, and good with the foul. Dontavian Young, nice move. Making his presence felt here in the second half early, Tony.
Not to sound like a broken record, but once again, he knew exactly where he was. And it was just a simple little tuck in his left shoulder and go right to the baskets, and he shot it square.
First free throw shot doesn't go, but It is fought for, and Young comes down with a rebound. He tries to make his way in, past the bracket. Brackett, reverse layup, and it goes. Quick job of the Ancelo Chargers of keeping that ball alive on the offensive end. Now it'll be quickly Cougar ball. It'll be Williamson. And he's going to get a corner three. That one goes. It's going to be a long two. 39-33 now. 13:05 to go here in the second half. It'll be Anderson with the ball. He's calling out the offensive plays. He's going to find Fair. Dylan will work around a Young pick. Young to roll. Now to McCoy. McCoy to Fair. Brackett. Powell. Powell baseline drive. Oh, what a nice floater. And it goes. Powell floated it over the defense. Scored. Makes it 41-33. It is Lewis. Now to Humes. Back to Stokes. Stokes will find Vinegar. Humes will try the jump shot just inside the three-point line. Doesn't go. Rebound Young. Young to Powell to Fair. To now McCoy. McCoy will call out the play from Coach Butcher. He drives the right side of the court. He's got his left-hand dribble. Over to Fair. Fair. He drives in. Had it knocked away. Recovered. Powell into the corner. Powell thought about a drive again. Skip pass over. And that one's going to go off of the Cougars. It will be Ancilla basketball. Now it will have 6 seconds on the shot clock, Tony, as there was no change of possession and no shot. So Ancilla's got to know they've only got six on that clock. It's going to be McCoy that brings the ball in. McCoy will get it from Powell. Powell to McCoy. McCoy shoots the three, and there's going to be a foul. Anderson's going to go get three free throws.
Now that foul is going to go against Gabe Stokes, and he was trying to get the block. He's saying he got all ball, but the official saw it otherwise, and there's going to be three free throws coming up for McCoy.
80% free throw shooter from the free throw line is McCoy. First one, good shot. 42-33, and so ups the lead to 9. Next one is up, and that one didn't go. So there's chance one more here to make this a 10-point lead.
McCoy only had 3 points in that first half.
And it's good, 43-33. Ansel is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to Charger Basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference back after this timeout.
It's the store that gives you more, the Flora Store in downtown Plymouth. Owner Rocky Palcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring. With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Flora Store and more in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
Ancilla Charger Basketball on Max 98.3, brought to you in part by Hunter Transit. From directional borings to excavations, landscaping to pools, call Dan at Hunter Transit today, where we're right on the money. And by IU Urgent Care Center, medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in.
Playback underway. It's Stokes now. He'll work against McCoy. Now we're going to get a foul call out top with McCoy on Stokes. Anderson's first foul. He's in no foul trouble, but let's just hope this isn't a foreshadowing of things to come here with the bump there. Johnson now with the ball. He will work it around now over Stokes Gate. Surveys. Jalen thought about a three. Jalen will drive in. Now that's Lassiter. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Williamson. Williamson
He likes to shoot. He tried to get one up, 10 in the shot. Jalen Lamar will back out to Stokes now. Stokes tries to dribble drive, and they're going to call it again on the body. 11:16 to go here in the half. Alex Henn will be back into the game. He'll replace Brackett.
Now McCoy called for reaching. And two on him now. Oh.
Oh, what a nice inbounds play, and it comes right to Donovan Lewis. He catches and shoots, doesn't even hit the ground. 33-35 now. And so a lead. McCoy works against Johnson. He'll find Powell. Powell up top now against Williamson. Dante Gladney into the game. Gladney down, whoop, down low to Young, and Young lost it out of bounds.
Not quite sure McCoy was where he needed to be to get that pass, and he forced it in, and that was just a tough catch for Young. It would have been a tough catch for anybody to catch a 50-mile-an-hour fastball within 2 feet.
Johnson. Williamson, he just takes the three. Doesn't even, just pulls it up, takes it. Gladney with a rebound now. Dante will go to Anderson. That was a little bit too quick, I'm sure. To the liking of the KVCC's head coach. Gladney, now we're going to have another hands here. And so that's same referee called the last three fouls. They've all three been hands on defense.
God forbid they play basketball.
Really? 43-35. 10:25 to go here in the second half. Powell with the ball. He's trying to find some help, and there's Gladney. Dante finds Alex. Henn up to McCoy. McCoy with a dribble. Hill pop back for the jump shot. That didn't go. A rebound. The biggest fella on the floor right now, Lassner. Quickly to Johnson. Johnson back up the floor. He will find. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I know Young's going to get called for this foul here because apparently he wasn't stationary. But Lewis went in to draw the contact.
He did, yeah.
He's got such great body control. He can pull that off. And really, there's not much Young could have done there on that play. He was just the victim of, again, another athletic move by Lewis, and he's going to go to the line for his effort.
Yeah, and the shot counted, which was the amazing part of that, because he did get kind of hit a little bit, but what a play. And that free throw is going to go. 43-38. We're under 10 to go now here in the half. And we've got Andrew Jones back in the game for Ancilla. Over to Alex Henn, down low to Everett, to Henn, and tries the three. It won't go, and it missed everything. Rebound comes down to Lewis. Lewis will find Johnson. Johnson tries to drive through to Lassner. Lassner had knocked away. Back to Lewis. Over to Johnson. Now this one is Stokes. Stokes. And a nice drive into the lane. We are going to have a offensive foul call there, I believe.
Yeah.
So that was going to be called on Donovan Lewis. Nice job that time by Alex. That was Alex, wasn't it? Took the charge. Great job by Alex to take the charge. 43-38 back into the game for Kalamazoo. Jalen Lamar. Lamar will take the place of Lewis.
Now, the Chargers having the lead here, they can afford to work some clock.
Yeah.
And not be in a hurry.
Yeah, at this point, especially with the shot clock, the clock is your friend. Powell will try to drive in, and he gets...
Or just take 5 seconds and score.
Yeah. Well, he didn't score, but he
tried to
Powell
score.
Driving. So we've got another hand check call, and it's going to put Powell on the line.
Well, a bigger bandage has now been applied to Hurd's left eye, and that doesn't look like some of a distraction. I don't know what does.
And if that one doesn't hold, it's going to have to be one of them four-foot gauze pads.
Yeah. I have to wrap up his entire left side of the face.
Hurd to Alex for three. No. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson quickly now for the Cougars. 43-38. Under nine to go. Well, under just about under nine to go here in the half. Ball goes to Lamar. Lamar wants Williamson. He has the ball up top to Johnson. Down low to Lamar. Lamar, he got some contact, but take a shot and missed it. Powell with a board. Hurd quickly now to Andrew Jones. Jones takes the three from the corner. That one didn't go, and rebound again, the Cougars. And I'm not thinking Coach Butcher is liking these offensive possessions here in the middle portion of this quarter, this half. Oh, it's a nice dribble drive off to Johnson. Johnson for three. That didn't go, and Andrew Jones.
Yeah, it's a good thing Kalamazoo Valley isn't hitting.
Yeah.
Because if they were, they might be in the lead right now.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Powell will find Hurd back to Jones. Jones back to Powell. Hurd. Sheesh. Back to Powell. Powell the long three. That one doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Johnson again. Aaron just throws his arms out in disgust. Johnson finds Williamson. Williamson for three. That one doesn't go. Rebound, Everett Norman. He wants a 30-second timeout, does Coach Butcher, and that makes sense. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Ancilla College Basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference back after this timeout.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth. At our place, we call those backlot buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping their hat to you since 1955.
Ancilla Charger Basketball on Max 98.3 Sports, brought to you in part by First Federal Savings Bank, financing the American dream one home at a time, and by Portside Marina. Tired of the cold weather? Well, things spring with Portside Marina. Get great deals now on watercraft and pontoons at Portside Marina in Culver.
Back here with Tony Ross, Robin back in the Max 98.3 studios.
She's awesome, isn't she?
She's very awesome. 43-38, 7:48 to go here in the half. Hurd now with the ball. He works over to Jones. Jones will dribble around the pick over to Brackett. Brackett, oof, almost stolen away, but Powell made an amazing catch there. Powell drive in, drives down low to Brackett. Brackett missed the layup. Johnson quickly back now for the Cougars. Cougars have been a bit cold here, but here comes Johnson into the lane. He's at least going to get a foul call there on that drive.
Well, when you're struggling from outside in the last few shots that he's had, take it to the hole. Go for the high-quality opportunity, and his reward is getting a couple of freebies at the line.
First one goes, 67% free throw shooter on the year. Young and Fair back in for Ancilla. Now the second shot is good by Johnson. It's a 43-40 game now with 7:21 to go here in the half. Full court pressure now. And it's broken fairly easily. Fair over to Hurd. It's going to be a 2-3 zone here. Powell's going to come out top to receive the ball, right side. Back up top to Hurd. Back over to the right to Powell. Powell for three. Doesn't get it, and the ball gets knocked off of the Chargers. And that's going to be another Cougar opportunity to cut into this three-point lead.
I tell you, the shooting for the Chargers in this second half has not been good. They're just either struggling or they've had missed opportunities. And giving up possessions.
There's a dribble drive in. His legs went underneath him, and that wasn't a foul. It just his ankle kind of rolled, didn't get it, and rebound comes down to Ancilla. Down low to Young. Young, he gets up under the rim and able to put it in off the glass. Kind of almost used the rim as some help for him there. 45-40. Now Johnson with the ball. Over to Humes. Humes. Wants a dribble drive against Young. He's able to get around him. That didn't go. And the rebound is Powell. Powell quickly through the defense. That's nobody nice. Stopped him, but there was no foul call. But Hurd was able to grab the ball. And, oof, Brackett's able to catch a high pass. And they're going to bring it out and slow it down just a little bit as the pace is still a bit too frantic for coaches liking. Powell Wanted to get the big fella Young the ball again. Just didn't go. Fair over to Hurd. Hurd with a drive. That one doesn't go. Picks back out to Fair. Fair's going to get called for the travel.
Again, you had plenty of time left on the shot clock. Aaron's telling Fair, pass it back to the top of the key.
Yeah.
Let's kill a few more seconds.
Yeah.
It's a five-point lead, and we can't be chucking and missing.
Back over now is Humes with the basketball. Humes needs some help. Down low to Laster.
Good
knocked
job
away.
Young.
And it's going to go off of Hurd. Young knocked it away. Hurd was the last to touch for Ancilla.
Boy, but Young got there in that passing lane, and that really created the havoc at first.
It's going to be Williamson with the ball up to Stokes. Gabe, over to Humes. Humes thought about it. Now he's going to go out to Williamson. Williamson over to Lassiter. Lassiter works out to Williamson. Williamson with one on the shot clock. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to her. Trayshawn with the board. Now he brings the ball up the court. Finds Brackett in the corner. Brackett will pull it back out. Over to Fair. Dylan thought about a three. Drives in. Nice. Off the glass. Good to go right there, Dylan Fair. 47-40. 4:56 to go here in the half. Humes now. He will find Stokes once again. Stokes to Williamson. Back to Johnson. Over to Humes. Humes. 15 on the shot. Lassiter thought about a three. He won't take it. He'll drive in. Nope. Stokes. Stokes for three. That doesn't go, and there's a battle underneath, and I'm not sure who's going to get called on that. It's either going to be McCoy or Johnson.
Well, it's going to go on McCoy. So McCoy picks up his third foul at the 4:35 mark of the second half. 7-point lead here for Ancilla at 47-40, and it'll be an inbound coming up for the Cougars.
I know Anderson wasn't upset with that call, but that could easily went both ways. They were both down there battling. So we got 4:35 to go, a 47-40 lead for the Chargers. They're trying to hang on. Williamson will take a quick shot. And
oh.
Knocked it down, but it didn't go.
And we're going to have a foul on the floor.
Foul on the floor. Push to the screen, yeah.
So Fair.
Well, it took away 3 points. Because the three-pointer was actually good, so it took away 3 points. So that's kind of a positive for Ancilla.
Each team with 6 fouls now. Timeout Cole.
We'll take it with them. There'll be more Charger basketball right here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference back after this timeout.
First Federal Savings Bank offers USDA guaranteed rural housing loans to eligible borrowers on homes in USDA eligible communities. The USDA loan requires no money down, with the loan amount up to 100% of the appraised value on the purchase of a new home. First Federal services their loans locally, so you always have someone to turn to when it concerns your loan. Go online at www.firstfederalbanking.com or visit 2113 North Michigan Street in Plymouth. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. A delivery fee will be applicable to the loan. MLS number 399-927, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ancilla Charger Basketball on X98.3, brought to you by Michiana Contracting, the most comprehensive and trusted contractors in the state of Indiana, and by Artisan Flooring. 3 generations of serving Marshall and surrounding counties with professional flooring. That's Artisan Flooring with a Z.
4:29 to go here in the half. Ancilla holds a 47-40 lead. Come on, played some pretty good basketball at the beginning of the second half, Tony, but now as the half has worn on, and we're starting to have this
shots
issue
haven't been
where
falling.
We can't hit any shots. Yeah.
Shots haven't been falling, and they've been hurrying.
Yeah.
And Ancilla, for some reason, has been in a rush, and they've had that lead get dwindled down to 3 before now being up 7 currently, and take some time off that clock.
I'm going to get a 1-1 opportunity now here for Donovan Lewis. Lewis, a 70% free throw shooter on the year.
Well, they're checking the scorebook here, Scott, because I think the official score. I think they're checking the substitutions. Or fouls. We're checking the foul count right now.
So that works. So we'll do a baseline out of bounds here.
So now Kalamazoo Valley's coach is going to look at the scorebook. And their book is showing 7.
Yeah, the book, the official book's going to be the book they call it off of. That's what's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's not the official book.
Yeah.
The official book is the official book.
So the officials are going to go talk to it here. So they're going to converge right now, and they're, what the scenario is, Kalamazoo Valley's scorebook guy is coming over here to the official scores book to make sure everything is correct. So we don't have the minute-by-minute stuff as they were asking us, and we're not that talented.
No. I can barely chew gum and walk at the same time.
Same here, brother. You know. So I we're getting it checked out even as we speak with the official scorebook. But you're right, Scott. The official scorebook is the scorebook, so that's what they got to go by. And it'll be interesting to see how this works out here. Now, really, a lot of folks are probably saying, really, what's the big deal? Well, 7 points is the difference of this game. That's why it's the big deal. And Kalamazoo Valley is the team that's trailing, and you know, you got it. You want to get it right, so everything's fair and the up and up. And you know, they've got to make sure that the fouls are correct here. So again, going through the scorebook is the one way to do just that. So what I'm seeing here is so apparently it was a foul missed on the scorebook.
Who knows? Let's just shoot.
All right. So the Cougars will actually get free throws after all as Lewis will go to the line.
Donovan's going to take the first attempt here, and that didn't go. Rebound to Young, if he can corral it. He does not, but it's knocked out of bounds by Johnson. It will go back to Ancilla. Full court pressure now. Over to Hurd. Hurd gets to it pretty easy. Breaks it to Young. Young to Fair. Fair strong in. No block. And that's going to be coming back now towards the Cougars. Quickly up court now to Humes. Now low to Dave Lewis. Lewis with a jumper with one hand.
Beautiful turnaround shot from about 5 feet away by Lewis.
47-42 is the score. Anderson working hard. Over to Hurd. Hurd gets to the middle of the floor. Back to Anderson. Easily broken is that pressure. Hurd to Fair. Fair to Anderson. Anderson back to Fair. Fair down low for Young. The big fella stuck out to Brackett. Brackett to Hurd. Hurd drives in. Flips up off the glass and scores. Nice lefty there by Hurd. And quickly back now is Johnson. 49-42. 3:38 to go here. That one's going to go to Lewis. Lewis to Humes. Humes over to Lamar. Lamar. Oh, that's a walk by Lewis. Lamar, the long three, didn't go, and a rebound right into Fair's hands. Dillon, to be exact. Back to McCoy now. Anderson. Started up, 19 on the shot. He's going to try to run some time off the clock. We don't have a count yet, Tony, that I see. Do you see one?
Nope.
I don't see one either, but 10 on the shot. Now we're going to get a foul over on Johnson. I don't think Johnson even meant to do that. Yeah, I don't think this is a foul fouling time yet, but hey.
Well, Johnson, very boldly, my dad, goes to the official and says, seriously, that's not a foul.
Yeah, well.
And now the official's going to go and have a word with him saying, son, it'd be best if you don't tell me what a foul is.
Yeah, these guys are liable to tee him quick.
So, McCoy at the free throw line for the Chargers.
Anderson now will. First shot is no good. Rebound comes down.
quickly. We're under three now, 49-42. Johnson works into the front court. Johnson thought about a three to Humes. Humes wants to feed it to Williamson, but he doesn't. Now that one is out to Lewis. Lewis over to Williamson. Williamson, he drives in, and they're going to call that and one. He'll go to the free throw line now to attempt the three-point play here.
Well, that's some good recognition by Jeremy Williamson. I mean, he had the isolation one-on-one and a huge left side just staring him in the face, so he took it. And the result, he's to the line, completes a three-point play with that free throw make.
75% on the year, 49-45, and there's a turnover. And Williamson will try the three. He's good. And that's going to make 49-48. And Silla with 1 point lead. They'll take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:34 to go here in the half, 49-48. And Silla holds a 1 point lead back after this timeout.
Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth is the area's leading flooring specialist, serving all of Kosciuszko, LaPorte, Marshall, Stark, and Fulton County, as well as surrounding areas. They offer carpet cleaning and flooring installation for both commercial and residential clients. Their ability to do commercial work has always been a major factor in their success. For custom tile design, carpet, hardwood, vinyl, heated floors, and more, call Artisan Flooring and Interior Design of Plymouth at 574 540-2184.
Welcome back into Charger Arena here at the Lifeflex. 49-48 is the score. Big three by the Cougars have just cut the game to one with 2:34 to go here in the game, Tony.
Well, you got a 4-point swing right here where no help side came around, and it was an easy bucket for Williamson. He ends up getting fouled and scored. So there's three. It's a 5-point swing here. And then just a bad pass.
Turnover, yeah.
And a horrible turnover for Ancilla. And now we're 1 point different. So got to clean it up.
Brackett and Fair are bringing it up for Ancilla. And Brackett will give it to Hurd over to Norman. Cover it back up to Hurd. Now up top to Anderson. McCoy. 2:16. 10 on the shot. Brackett. Down to the corner is Hurd. Hurd drives baseline, finds Fair, goes off his foot. Another unforced error, and the Chargers just gave away another possession.
It was a tough pass for Fair to handle. And, man, that's a tough pill to swallow. Tough possession to give up.
All right, Johnson. He fires over to Lewis, and they're going to get Lewis for a travel.
Well, at this juncture, it's a matter of what team is going to make the least mistakes and who want to win this one, because it's not been a pretty second half.
No. Anderson with the ball. He will pull it back out. McCoy will call a play. Anderson still up, and there's no count, so you can just hold right there. Heron just absolutely screaming at his team to get to the right spot. Under 10 now on the shot. Fair over to Hurd, to Brackett. Brackett to Anderson. McCoy, he throws up a desperation three out the glass, and it does count. But it's going to be a two-pointer. It's going to be a two-pointer, said the referee. 51-48. Williamson.
Might be a shot of the night there.
Humes. Johnson. Johnson with the drive, and that was knocked away by Anderson. And they're going to call that on Anderson from behind.
Well, Anderson McCoy, if Ancilla goes on to win this, that shot from the top of the key is going to be our play of the game, and I'll tell you why here in a moment.
Yep. Johnson's first free throw attempt here. Is good. 67% on the year is Johnson.
You got a shot clock that's less than five, and you got nobody open. And you're one of your most athletic players is forced to make a play. And he's not been shooting well at all tonight. And he comes up with a clutch hit right there.
And the second shot is up and good. 51-50. A minute 08 to go here in the half.
And if he doesn't hit that shot from the top of the key, Scott, the Cougars right now are leading.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they would have been on top by now. And
and the way he kind of ducked underneath it and just kind of flipped it up there, that was real good. Real good play.
Doesn't have to be pretty.
Nope.
Does not have to go in, and that's all McCoy was hoping for. And so, again, when you need your big players, for big-time players to make big-time shots, that's what you got to get. And so, kudos to Anderson McCoy for getting that bucket. I want to remind everybody, coming up this Friday night, we got Indian High School girls basketball semifinals of the sectionals. Live from Culver, our first game will feature Argus, and they'll take on the La Crosse Lady Tigers. Game two will be South Central against North Miami. That'll be a dandy, and join us for all the action right here on Max 98.3 Sports, high school girls basketball sectionals.
Yeah, I just kept
Marshall County's number one voice.
People were asking me about that North Miami game, and I just kept echoing our sentiments. Freshmen just don't know any better.
Yeah.
They just don't know any better. Fair with the ball. He will find Brackett against some pressure. But now it will come to Anderson, and Anderson will work against man-to-man over to Fair. We are under a minute. Over to Brackett. Shots at 15. Game's at 51. McCoy checks the clock. Over to Hurd. 9 on the clock. He'll find Dillon. Dillon needs some help to Hurd. Hurd over to Brackett. The long three doesn't go. And the rebound will come down to Kalamazoo Valley. Johnson will bring the ball up the floor. Ooh, Anderson could have stole it away as they were getting ready to call a timeout. And they do. But we'll keep it here. And we're going to tell you who Max 98.3's Ancilla College Basketball is brought to you by tonight.
And it is brought to you by our good friends at The Complete Printer, TCP, the official printing company of Max 98.3 with the new Savin Digital Press. TCP has now got a game changer. Also by In Stitches and Science of Argus, the official screen printer and sign designer of Max 98.3. For competitive prices, call In Stitches today or go to InStitches.com. And by Country Auto Center, where everybody gets a great deal. 28 seconds left to go in this one, 51-50. Ancilla holding on by the hairs of her chin here.
I was wondering if that one might come out tonight. You know, both teams are going to probably not be happy with the second half because, you know, you talked about it. Kalamazoo Valley had plenty of chances to knock down some shots. Ancilla was just very lucky they were knocking them down because they were getting wide open looks.
Well, and then Ancilla's offense went somewhere.
Yeah.
Not quite sure, but it's just been a struggle for them to get in a lot of anything really going on a consistent basis. And that's why this game got real close in the progressive way that it did.
You know, and you got to give Ancilla's defense credit for going to the boards when the Cougars were missing their shots. All right, 19 on the shot clock, 25 on the game. It's Johnson. He gets the alley-oop, and it's missed. However, he grabbed the pass somehow, and he
traveled
off for the travel on the baseline. Now the shot clock goes off, so this is going to be important, Tony, in the fact that it was Lewis missed the alley-oop, but then was able to continue to corral the ball, but got called for a travel. It's going to be full court pressure here again, Tony. 2 McCoy needs some help. And he just dribbles around the pressure until they finally foul him. 14 and a half to go here. Shot clock is off.
14.7 seconds left here in regulation. And Anderson McCoy, he just hit that big shot around the little after a minute remaining. He's going to go to the line here. So, he's, you know what, just for momentum purpose, this is the kid you want at the line.
Yeah, these are big shots here for the young man from Anderson, Indiana. Oh, what's his name? That's the first free throw, though. That was a good one. He's from... Oh, I love it.
Time to go.
He's from Greenwood. Doggone it. Second shot is good. Nice shot.
One possession game, and they need a three.
Yep. Don't give up any threes, and no fouls on three-point shots. And Johnson will take a quick timeout for KVCC.
Well, you got 10.8 seconds to draw up a play that's going to get this game tied. And you need to, if you are Ancela, be especially careful that you don't foul and give them a chance for an and one outside the arc. And so it's, you know, if you can deny as best as you can, I'm not quite sure that's going to, it's going to be tough. And the thing for right now, Kalamazoo Valley, their best outside shooter is Jeremy Williamson at 39%. He hit 60 coming into tonight.
Yep. And he likes to shoot, so that doesn't surprise me. He's got one of the best percentages on the team. So here we are sitting it up. Ball's going to be out of bounds in front of our broadcast location here. And Johnson's going to bring it out.
Fair is guarding Williamson. There it is, the Williamson.
And there's Williamson. Oh. And we'll go to Johnson. Johnson will attempt the three. And
oh,
it's
we hit it.
5 seconds still on the clock.
So we're tied at 53 with what should be 5 seconds left on the clock.
It's going to be 5-3, I think, as well.
5-3?
I think I saw it go through at 5-3.
So is timeout called or not?
Yeah, Aaron wanted a timeout called, yes. 5-7 on the clock, 25-7.
So 5.7 ticks left.
Yep.
That's plenty of time to get the ball up the court and get a shot away. Now, if you're Ancela, your best three-point shooter is your 38% shooter, Powell or McCoy. Now, Jones, he's hit a few more big shots this season. He's at 36% from outside, but Powell's coming in.
So is you've also got Alex Henn coming in, Tony, and he's a good three-point shooter as well. We've seen him knock a few down as well.
He's at 34%. McCoy checking in, so all the available three-point shooters, it looks like, for Aaron, he's bringing out.
You don't get a three, just get a two. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is true. It's tied at 53. But here again, those that he's bringing in, you know, the thing is, you may need it too, but can you get the ball into two-point range in that 5.7 seconds the way the Cougars are going to defend it here?
I think you can. All right, bringing in the ball inbounds is fair. This is going to be a long inbounds pass.
Almost intercepted.
Almost going away.
It is.
To go. He attempts a long three. It doesn't go. And we are at the end of regulation. Score is 53-53, and we're headed in to overtime here at the Charger Arena. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Charger basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
If you're in need of a big excavating project without it costing you an arm and a leg, Hunter Transit of Plymouth is your company. Founded in 1995 by Dan and Tara Sharp, Hunter Transit offers a wide variety of services and products ranging from directional boring, landscaping, bulk product delivery, to snow plowing. They have the commercial hauling and excavation experience you're looking for, and they deliver to job sites. Give Hunter Transit a call today for a free estimate. Fully insured and licensed, give them a call at 574-936-9217. There's a reason why Hunter Transit of Plymouth is always right on the money.
All right, welcome back into Ancela basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports.
Ready for some overtime?
Yeah! 5 minutes have been placed back on the clock because 40 minutes was not enough to get this game decided. It's 53-53 with the big three-pointer going down for the Cougars there in the last 20 seconds of that ball game. Still, it did have 5 seconds to get it up court, just weren't able to do it. All right, we're going to go ahead and have the jump here, and it's going to go Cougar way, and Johnson will have the basketball now for KVCC. There's the lead to John Lewis. Oh, he tried the dunk, and they are going to get a foul on McCoy.
So The foul on McCoy stops the clock at 4:47 of the first overtime. And Lewis, who has shown some great ups tonight, will get an opportunity here to knock out a couple of free throws.
And that's going to be it for Anderson. He's out for the game.
So Anderson McCoy is gone.
That's going to be it. That's going to be some strain there on the Chargers. First free throw is up, and that one does not rim in. No good. So Lewis will have one more attempt.
Who's going to be the hero?
69% free throw shooter on the year. Second shot is rims in. So there's a quick 1-point lead now for the Cougars. Hurd's trying to tell everybody just to clear out. He's going to take it himself, and he does.
Which is a good idea.
Hurd to Henn. Henn now back to Hurd.
Hurd is good at the one-on-one, Scotty. Sorry about that. And that's what you need to be doing.
Henn gets himself in trouble on the baseline. Back out to Norman. Over to Hurd.
Yeah, pull him out.
He's going to have a one-on-one opportunity. Dribbles in. Corner three for Fair. Does it go? It does!
That's what happens when Hurd is able to get his man one-on-one. It opens up that defense for the drive and kick. And that's exactly how Encelada scored.
Dylan Fair knocked down a three. Williamson with a three of his own. Doesn't go. There's Hurd for the board. Here come the Chargers. Hurd once again wants to work one-on-one. He finds Henn. Henn down low to Norman. Norman, reverse layup, score! Everett Norman with a 58-54 lead now for Ancilla. Johnson back to the forecourt to Williamson. Williamson. Lewis just called for the travel. I think momentum here might be shifting a little bit towards the Chargers.
Well, I tell you, there's nothing like momentum in the game of basketball, as we've all seen, but now you got to maintain it, though. You still got 3 minutes and 42 seconds of clock to try to work it. So keep going strong. It's working for you right now.
Hurd over to Henn. Henn needs help, and there comes Fair. Back to Hurd. Look to Hurd to try the one-on-one again to try to find another shooter for Rancilla. Picks up his dribble, finds Brackett. Brackett to Hurd. Round. Here goes Hurd in. Nice lefty layup off the glass, and that one goes. Nobody stepped up to stop him. 60-54.
Brackett did a nice job picking his guy to allow Hurd to get that curling in between the left blocks, and that was the key pick.
60-54. Under 3 minutes now. Here comes a three from Lewis. That one goes. Lewis knocks down a three, makes it 60-57. And KECC is going to take a timeout at 2:52 here to go in the overtime period.
Well, you couldn't ask for a bigger shot for KVCC than that one from Lewis. And Lewis is definitely making his case for player of the game, because I'll tell you, that was a big-time shot that kept his team within a possession. And I'll tell you, you don't want to be further than two possessions when you're under 3 minutes. Life just gets too tough to try to accomplish what you want. Now, granted, 2:52 is still a lot of time. But, you know, especially when we've seen these two teams work off momentum, especially in that second half, you know, now we're talking this scenario where, you know, you just got to slow them down, and still has got to score here.
60-57. We got 2:52 to go here in the overtime period. It's going to be full court pressure once again for KVCC. Brackett tries to get the ball in. He does. Over to Henn. Henn to Brackett very quickly. They break it. Henn to Hurd. Hurd will pull it back out. He'll take some time off the clock. Brackett needs some help from his teammate Hurd. He gets it up to Fair. Now Dylan will look. Dylan over to Henn. Alex up top to Hurd. Hurd. 9 on the shot. Just under 2:30 on the game. Alex Henn, the long three. No. Rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Hurd. You don't want to foul when they're getting the rebound down 90 feet away from their basket.
That is, and the first word that comes out of Coach Butcher's mouth is why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did we do that?
The first shot by Johnson is up, and it's good. Second shot now is no good. Rebound to Brackett.
It's a blown opportunity right there.
Yes,
for the,
it is.
For the Cougars.
60-58. We are under 2:15 now here in the ball game. Hurd to Hen, to Hurd, to Fair, to Hurd, to Hen, to Hurd, to Hen. And Hen will take that three that didn't go. Everett tried to save it out of bounds, but he couldn't.
Was it me or did Hen's three bring some snow?
Yeah, it was very, very high arcing.
I've seen some three balls that have been tossed high in the air, but that had an arc in the
unusually
arc on top of an arc.
That's Alex's spot usually too. That's the thing. All right, Johnson in the forecourt now. He'll look. He's going to find Wimps. No, he'll take the shot. He just steps up and knocks down the jumper. It's 61-60. And they have the lead. We are under a buck 30, eight here in the overtime period. Powell over to Fair. Fair, the bracket, to Hurd, to Powell. Powell thought about a three, but now back to Hurd.
It's 60-60. They gave him a three instead of a two.
Okay, here's a long three by Powell. And Powell just steps up and knocks it down. 63-60. Here comes Johnson for another three. That didn't go. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds, and it'll still be it's going to be Cougar basketball.
Minute 12. Remaining here in overtime.
63-60. Johnson to inbound. He'll find Williamson. Williamson, he'll shoot the basketball. Doesn't go. Rebound. Brackett. Brackett to Hurd. Back to Brackett. Now to Fair. Fair thought about. Now they're going to be foul.
I'm going to go back to Williamson's last two three-point shots. I would let him take those shots anytime he wanted to, simply because he shot them fading away.
Yep.
Not quite sure why, but that's how he shot them.
Yeah, there was no defensive pressure on him. There was, but not that much.
They had the look. The look was there. But he shot him fading away from outside the arc, and that's, unless you're in the NBA, I don't see too many college kids hit that.
And Fair misses the free throw, but we are under a minute. Johnson. He's going to try to, nope, he's going to now try to drive in. Williamson once again. Now he hits the three.
That's because he was square.
Square
didn't fade away.
Yep. And so he needs to get the ball inbounds.
63-63 in overtime, baby.
Here comes Hurd. 23 on the shot, 36 on the game. And Coach Butcher wants a timeout because he is just beside himself. So they're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more Insula College basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
It's the store that gives you more, the Flora Store in downtown Plymouth. Owner Rocky Palcott invites you to see for yourself why they've been in business for more than 34 years. They offer the best selection in name brand carpets and area rugs. Stop in and see the huge selection of hardwood, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Or how about a sweet, simple, and stylish accent for your home or business with ceramic or stone tile flooring. With professional design service and installation, you'll see why the Flora Store and more in downtown Plymouth truly is the store that gives you more.
Welcome back to Charger Arena, tied at 63 all. Our overtime brought to you in part by Oliver Ford and Lincoln, celebrating 60 years of serving you, Marshall County. Here's the 60 more. And by Portside Marina. Tired of the cold weather? Well, think spring with Portside Marina. Get great deals now on motorcraft and pontoons at Portside Marina in Culver.
In Culver?
And Culver.
34.5 seconds here left in our bonus time.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Well, and still a possession here. Now, listen, they got 20 seconds left in their shot clock. All right? They don't necessarily have to use all of it, but what they need to be doing is
setting up the high quality shot out of the gate here, and can't have any standing around. And plus, you want Hurd one on one, and draw that defense out so he can get that one on one. But Lewis ain't baiting. Now he's going to come out on him. I'd stay back.
Over the bracket now to Hurd. Powell will try the long three. That didn't go with four on the clock. Fought for. Boy, there's a lot of rebounding down there. We are under 13 now on the shot or on the game clock. Here comes KVCC. Here is Johnson. He drives all the way in. He's going to get a travel call with 6.2 seconds to go here in the overtime session.
Wow.
That's a big call for 6 seconds to go.
I was waiting for the foul call.
I was too.
I was waiting for the foul call.
Here's Hurd. He comes across half court. He's got to try to get a shot off. He finds Powell. Powell, the long three. No. And we are going to go to another overtime session.
Hey, why not?
63-63 as we head into overtime number two. We're going to be back with more Ancilla basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
Sometimes you just need a car to get you from here to there. Looks aren't the highest priority. You're willing to put a few bucks into it to keep it running. And first and foremost, you don't want to spend a lot of money. This is John from Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth. At our place, we call those backlot buddies. They're either trade-ins or vehicles we picked up at a great price. We'll go over their shortcomings as well as their pluses, but you can be sure you'll decide without any pressure from us. Sound like what you're looking for? Come see us at Oliver Ford Lincoln and Plymouth, where we've been tipping our hat to you since 1955.
Welcome back here to Charger Arena. We're getting set for double overtime here at the Fitness Forum Lifeplex. Tied at 63 all. As if the first 5 minutes was not enough, let's see if we can get a winner after our second 5 minutes. Scott, back to you.
5 minutes to go here in overtime session number two. Going to jump again. So it's going to be...
My phone was fully charged at the start of this afternoon's broadcast of the Ghost Game. And
Vinegar
now
and
I'm down to 5%.
Everett Norman will be jumping. It's going to be controlled by Johnson and the Cougars. Johnson works against Andrew Jones. Here's a quick three-pointer by Williamson. Doesn't go. Rebound saved by Hurd to Powell. Now Hurd has the ball back. Keep in mind, Anderson McCoy had fouled out in the first overtime. They do not have his services for this period. Hurd will go over to Andrew Jones. Back to Hurd. They're just going to try to take some time off the clock, I would think. Again, what do I know? All right, Hurd now down to the corner to Powell. Powell to Hurd. Hurd drives in.
Nice
down low pass to Everett. Everett up on the glass, and it's good! Everett Norman received the pass and got the layup to go.
Well, good drive. And Norman has been one of those kind of kids, especially the last handful of games where he's had to come up with some big shots.
Yeah.
And that's a big one right there to send his Chargers up by two and maybe even three.
Well,
there's the wishful thinking.
Right. And they had to put another Band-Aid on Hurd, Tony, so that's like the third one we've had this game so far.
Oh, I think they went through an entire box of Band-Aids.
Yeah. So back under play now, and it's Lewis. Donovan over to Humes. Over to Williamson. Williamson kind of lost the ball. Back to Lewis. Lewis with the drive. Humes. Humes will attempt a three. It doesn't go, and Powell comes down with a rebound. And he smartly slows it down and finds Hurd. Up to Trayvon Brackett. Brackett thought about a three, but he'll go back to Hurd. Trayshawn. Over to Brackett. Brackett almost got knocked away. Good save by Andrew Jones. To Powell. Powell, baseline move, floater, and it goes!
Oh, that is two tonight on that baseline. He's floated in. And he's looking, he looks so natural on that release. Good bucket.
67, 63. And, Johnson drives strong, and he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, Jones got him on the hand.
He left his feet on top of it, which that ends up being a double no-no. But, again, a great opportunity
Johnson
for Johnson to get some free shots here.
Johnson's first free throw is up, and that one's missed. So we'll get one more, 67-63, 3:17 to go here in our second overtime period. Next shot is good. Quickly now, the ball's back in. It's Jones and it's Hurd bringing it up for Ancilla. Hurd to Jones, to Powell, corner bracket. Bracket needs some help, and he gets some, and Powell. Powell will go up top, and finally they'll get the ball to Hurd. That's where the ball needs to be right now. Over to Jones. Jones to Hurd. He got six on the second on the shot clock, five on the shot clock, three on the shot clock. Andrew Johnson. Jones drives, but doesn't get the call on Lewis.
Lewis, good block.
Yep, good block on Lewis, so wasted possession there. And you're going to get a foul call now on Andrew Jones.
You know, tonight the defensive rotations for the Chargers just have been lapsed a little bit. And, you know, and you can sense the frustration continuing to kind of mount just because of that. And
right. First free throw is up and good.
6 point. Yeah, 2 point difference now here. And
next shot, 67-66. 2:35 to go here in the second overtime stanza. Hurd finds Jones. Jones post into bracket. Back out to Hurd. Hurd to Jones. Slow two-man game with 10 seconds on the clock. Everett down low.
Offensive foul.
And that's a big call. 2:16 to go here. 67-66. And still with the one-point lead.
So that's the third foul on Norman.
And Johnson once again will bring the ball up for... He's going to sleep good tonight because I don't think this kid's been out all night long.
Yeah.
Johnson. Over Humes. Humes fake the three. He wants to drive in, but can't. There's too much traffic. Williamson has the ball now to Johnson. Johnson will try to drive in. Ooh, behind the back dribble that saved him from traveling. And he's going to get a foul call with the off arm. So it's been called very, very, very closely here all game. And this
I would use the word touchy.
Okay. All right.
Our officials tonight have been touchy.
Touchy. Okay.
Surprised both teams have anybody left on the bench.
Hurd. Now to Andrew Jones. Jones to Hurd. They're really content just to use the time off the clock. Here's Jones. Jones will drive in. Pulls it back out for Brackett. Over to Powell. Good pump fake. Powell to Jones. Jones. Here's the three. Doesn't go. Brackett tries to pop it in. Didn't go. Who's it going to go off of? It's going to go off of Ancil. They get a fresh 30.
Yeah, last touch, I believe, by Humes. I'm not quite sure, but it'll be Ancilla Ball coming off the timeout.
Yep, and Alex Henn's going to come back in the ball game.
Well, tonight's game on Max 98.3 brought to you in part by Hunter Transit, from directional borings to excavations, landscaping to pools. Call Dan at Hunter Transit. We're right on the money. And by IU Urgent Care Center, medical professionals providing comprehensive emergency and occupational care at an affordable cost. Just walk in. And by Ancilla College, become part of the 10-19 push. That's right. 9 new fall sports programs are coming to Ancilla College. Find out how you can become part of something big.
You know,
in a double overtime.
You know, Tony, we got to tell Robin that we just absolutely love her for what she does back
at
the studio.
Robin back at our, she is our producer.
She couldn't be more excited that we are in a double overtime situation.
She is our rock.
She is.
And she loves the game of basketball.
So much.
She loves double overtime.
So much.
All this information is, you know, we like to keep our listeners informed of how things are. And, you know, it's not just about the Scottaroo and I and Mark We got a sports aficionado back at our studio as well.
All right, it's going to be Ants for the ball now. And they are still ahead by one. Hurd now with the ball, and again, going to be real content to use time here.
I'm glad the pace of this game picked up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that, like, 15 fouls in 10 minutes haven't been called.
Yeah, that was the first half nightmare.
And the second.
Hurd with a strong drive in. Knocks his Band-Aid off. No call. There goes Fair for three. Yeah! It goes. It hit about three, four parts of that rim before it went down, Tony. 67-66.
And our athletic trainer is going to have to possibly do some more work.
Because I think part of the Band-Aid popped off again.
Yeah. Well, the timeout gets called with 56 seconds here. And Ancilla now up by one, 67-66. Here in double overtime.
He had been really needing one of those threes to go bad.
Yes, he has.
He was really wanting one, and it went, and it was, you know, he'd been missing them all night long, so I was glad to finally see him get one to go. Now it's
70-66.
Yeah, 70-66.
So they didn't put up the three on that, so that's what that scenario was.
Right.
That's what I thought. So it's a four-point difference.
Four-point difference from under a minute to go now.
Right.
So now your best bet is to do not, and I mean do not, foul a three-pointer.
Well, you know, we had that same scenario at the end of regulation, and lo and behold, the game ended up tied. But, again, you're up four if you're Ancilla, 70-66 with 56 seconds left. And, you know, at this juncture,
it's been so long, our sign has had it.
Our sign is is now drooping. It's tired. But you know what? Look at the crowd still.
I know, the crowd's still here.
They're still hanging in here.
Yeah, well, this is an exciting game. They haven't gone anywhere. All right, Johnson, we're bringing the ball up the court now. He's looking for a pick or some type. And he's going to go to Williamson, back to Johnson. This is Lewis.
They can't afford to be wasted.
Over
this
to Humes. They can't. Johnson faked the three. Johnson will drive in. Oh, he tried to go into the post to leave it off for Jalen Lamar, but Lamar let it fall off his hands. Turnover.
That wasn't Lamar's fault. That was all Johnson right
no,
there.
No, no, no. I didn't say
that. Johnson, he just didn't know what he needed to do. And by the time he tried to figure it out, he decided to take the other route and pass it off. By then, he just threw a bullet pass for Lamar. There was no way he was going to catch that.
Yeah, bracket over to Hurd. Hurd, almost stolen away, and it's going to be, going to be Cougar basketball. It was a bad pass. Powell didn't go out of bounds.
So Ancilla turns over the ball with 26.9 seconds left. Still, the good news for the Chargers, they're up by four.
Bad news is KVCC gets another chance to get some points on the board.
They better hurry up, though.
Johnson to Humes to the corner. And we're going to get a foul call on the drive, possibly?
Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't see. The coach was in front of me.
Yeah. Jalen Lamar drew the foul on his baseline drive. And, you know, not a good move. Because now you get a chance to get that clock stopped and get some points.
First shot is good, 70-67. Cuts it to a three-point lead. Next one is up and good. 70-68 now. And so is able to inbound. They get a foul right on Hurd. 16 seconds to go now, and it's probably going to be have a chance for Hurd here to get some more free throws, and then it'll be a quick scramble down the other end of the floor for KVCC.
Hurd, a 65% free throw shooter. While that number's not the greatest, he just needs to hit these two.
First one's up and good.
Now this is the biggest one because it will make it a two-possession game here for the Chargers if he can knock it down. Otherwise, it's a one-possession, three-point lead.
Second one is good.
Go.
So under 16 to go now. Here comes Johnson very quickly up court. And it's stolen away by Hurd. He's got a man free open, but he keeps the ball and gets fouled, so Hurd can go back to the free throw line and make this lead get a little bit bigger here.
Well, good job by the Chargers coming out at Johnson before he can spot and pop, and, you know, that was the key. We always talk about being at the right place in the right time defensively, and that's what happened there on that particular play.
That shot is up and no good. So Hurd will have another chance here to get a little bit bigger of a lead. Second shot. That one goes in. And the ball's rolled in quickly over to Humes now. Humes is just going to pull up from three. And that goes, and it gets knocked down. And
they'll put a second on the clock.
Is going to call a timeout. 73-68 now. 5.1 goes back on the clock.
5.1. I thought it was a little less than that, but
he said
5.1 will be put on the clock.
On there.
So there you go, 73-68.
They couldn't get out and get a shooter hand up on him, but tall kid, so he's going to be able to shoot over some defenders and just ice in his veins and knock down that three. So it'll be an insula ball. It'll be out of bounds. It should be underneath the basket down the from the KVCC, and you can run the out-of-bounds line.
Don't forget, Friday night, Indiana High School girls basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports. We'll be live from Culver. It'll be the first of two, featuring Argus and La Crosse, and then South Central and North Miami will follow. And we got all the action starting right at 6 o'clock Eastern time with our Hunter Transit pregame show. That's Friday night right here on Max 98.3 Sports. And, of course, you can join us every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. 2 hours of talking basketball with our area coaches right here on Max 98.3.
All right, full court pressure going to be coming now for KVCC. That gets the ball into Fair right away, and Fair gets fouled, so 4 seconds to go. And Fair will be able to come down and try to make it a 3 to 4 point game here.
That's Humes' fourth foul. Stops the clock at 4 seconds.
Dillon's an 86% free throw shooter from the line. First one rattles in.
He had thoughts of going out.
Bracket back in. He'll get Alex.
74-71, so it's still a one-possession game. This is the biggie right here.
And the next one is good. Now you just go back and no foul. That's all you do.
You got 4 seconds to get up the court and get a shot.
Yeah, but you just don't foul. You don't get anywhere near him. Shot up, and that one doesn't go. And finally this game comes to an end. 75-71 is your score. Zanzilla defeats KVCC tonight. Welcome into the Ponderosa Steakhouse postgame show brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse in Plymouth. Grilling American, have American traditions grilled to perfection. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to Charger Basketball here on Max 98.3 Sports, where you can hear the difference.
LifeFlex Dance Academy. Dance classes being offered are ballroom, including swing, Latin, country, and more. Specialty classes include hip-hop, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, and line dance lessons. LDA also offers private lessons and group lessons for schools, churches, and wedding parties. Dance lessons are for ages 3 to 93. Learn to dance one step at a time at LifeFlex Dance Academy. For dance lesson and class registration info, call LDA 574-936-2333.
Some American classics don't need an update, like the 65 Pontiac GTO or a little black dress. But others do, like that friend we've all had who's had the same hairstyle since high school. At the Plymouth Ponderosa Steakhouse, we love American classics with a modern twist, like our all-new roasted mushroom sirloin and chicken, available for a limited time. Choose from our tender, juicy steak or chicken topped with our savory roasted mushrooms and served with a crispy potato cake and fresh garden salad. You never had meat and potatoes like this before. You're going to love it. Get yours now at the Plymouth Ponderosa.
Welcome to the Plymouth Ponderosa post-game show. Once again, let's get back to Tony Ross, Scott Masters, and Mark Hayden.
Welcome back into the Ponderosa Steakhouse post-game show, brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse in Plymouth. American traditions grilled to perfection. We have head coach Aaron Butcher with us. And you got the victory.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't get points for being pretty. We would have got blown out, but... we did play very smart. I mean, we had several chances to put them away in both regulation, overtime, double overtime, and we didn't do it. Now, we're fortunate. Usually, you know, when you miss that many chances to put a team away, you lose the game. So I will give our guys credit that we kept battling and we were able to get out of here with a win. But you know what? Like we talked about time after time, this league is as good as it's been in several years. So whether it's, it's ugly, it's pretty, win's a win.
Saw some good individual efforts, though, tonight for you. And was there anybody that stood out for you, though?
Positively or negatively?
Positively.
Positively.
We don't want to go negatively.
No, I mean, it's – I think everybody that played, you know, contributed in one way or the other. I mean, you will watch the film and see dissect it a little more than we did.
Well, so what do you take out of this kind of game? I mean, after all, it is a double overtime win, and it is a conference win.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that – you know, we've been in this situation a lot. I think that's helped. But, you know, again, I think solidifies a little more about what kind of guys we have. You know, I think we do have tough kids that regardless of, you know, what mistakes we're making, they bounce back. Right now it's, you know, you got a short turnaround. We play again Friday. So,
right.
Obviously we would have liked to end this one in regulation.
Coach, always a pleasure. Right, go talk to your kids. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
All right, Aaron Butcher, head coach of the Ansel Chargers. Let's get to our Coca-Cola bottling play of the game. And he mentioned a free throw before we got on the air. With about 5 minutes left, the back end of the one-on-one, the one-on-one that was missed.
Yeah.
If that free throw gets hit, complexion of this game changes.
Yeah.
And I'm going with that particular free throw, even though we had some clutch shots in overtime and double overtime.
Yeah. I mean, I'll agree with you on that. I'm just going to give you a quick 1A, though.
Go ahead.
I'm
going
to 1A that Anderson-McCoy bank shot where the time clock's running down. He has to duck under two
defenders. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Forces it up there and gets it to go. So,
yeah.
Those both, I thought.
Yep. It was a big shot.
Absolutely.
So that's our Coca-Cola play of the game brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola Bonding of Plymouth. Buy, drink, smile, Coke. All right, when we come back, we'll get to our players of the game right after this on the Ponderosa Steakhouse postgame show.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It's every parent's wish for their child to be safe when they finally go off to college. You want to make sure they have the best environment to live in. Ancilla College in Donelson, Indiana agrees. Recently, Ancilla student-athletes have been the recipient of one major residence hall built, with another currently under construction. And with the brand-new beautiful dining hall and the Student Life Center, Ancilla College has made it their mission to provide its student-athletes the best living environment possible. To find out more about Ancilla Athletics, call 574-936-8898 or visit AncillaChargers.com for more information. Charger Sports. Be part of something big.
Time to announce the Ancilla College player of the game.
And our players of the game tonight brought to you by good friends at Ancilla College. 9 new sports programs coming to Ancilla this fall. Find out how you can become part of something big. Well, let's get to our players of the game. I tell you, when you take a look at how Kalamazoo Valley was able to get back in this, it took a lot of
a teamwork in order to do so. Each individual was able to step up and contribute to get themselves back into this game that Ancilla looked like they had firmly under control.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, you could give it to a lot of guys, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say that I would like to give the player of the game for
Kalamazoo
to Grant Johnson. I don't think he came out of the game. So that's two 20-minute halves. That's two overtime periods where you're handling the ball and you're the primary ball handler. And, I mean, they don't have him, they don't win the game. He knocked on some big shots in to get to overtime as well.
All right, and for the Chargers?
I got to say, I think for the Chargers, they had a lot of good performances, but Trayshon Hurd, after he took the shot, and then he had to come be the primary ball handler after Anderson McCoy got knocked out or got fouled out of the game. So I'll go ahead and say Hurd on that one.
Plus, he was playing hurt the entire half of this game
bandage.
With a big old knot on his left eye and a bandage. But he was very instrumental in how this Charger team was able to come away with a victory here tonight. But overall, 75-71 in double overtime. The boys get the victory to improve to 17-6 on the year, and even more so and importantly, improve to 7-3 in conference play. And earlier tonight, the girls fell short as they lost to Kalamazoo Valley. Again, the final in that particular game ended up being, and let me get it here, 76-59 ended up being the final as the girls suffer the loss in that one. So that's going to wrap it up for us here at Charger Arena at Fitness Forum and Lifeplex. Special thanks to Gene Reese, Athletic Director of the Chargers, for allowing us to get things all set up and ready to go. And we'll look forward to doing it again next time here on Max 98.3. Don't forget, Friday night, girls basketball action. It'll be the sectionals live from Culver. Our pregame show will start right at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 Central, right here on Max 98.3. So for Scott Masters, I'm Tony Ross. Special thanks also to Robin back at our studios, doing a great job. I think she found her religion after tonight's game. So we want to say special thanks to her. And, folks, we look forward to talking with you come Friday night for more basketball action here on Max 98.3. Good night, everybody.
Marshall County has a new shopping website, shopmarshallcountyonline.com, and it can only be found in the Pilot News, your hometown newspaper. See local businesses offer great deals for you to shop locally around Marshall County. Check out their new website with trending news and videos. Subscribe today to thepilotnews.com, a new website providing a new look to Marshall County. The Pilot News, your hometown newspaper. They bring you the news you can use. Proud media partners with Max 98.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to Ancilla Chargers Basketball on Max 98.3. Sponsored in part by Ancilla College, Ponderosa of Plymouth, Oliver Ford, Hutter Transit, The Floor Store, IU Health, Coca-Cola, First Federal Savings Bank, and Artisan Flooring. Go to sportsthemax.net for all of your local sports scores, information, and more.